popping. Drew and Mike Show from the DealsInTheD.com studios. Also, the people who bring you the Drew and Mike store, which is having a subpar holiday season, allegedly.
That's what I've heard.
What?
I know.
I think you need to bring more sex into it. More sex into the Drew and Mike Show.
How?
Store.
Dildos?
Think about this.
What, do you want to put your face on a dildo?
Let's... What?
I don't know.
Hey, that'd be a great idea.
I don't know how to do it.
Not sure that's what Trudy had in mind.
Well, I don't...
Well, we're on Facebook Live, so I'm sure we'll be seeing some smart-ass comments soon. Brought to you by Grow Green MI, Michigan's largest grow supply. Don't pay $400 an ounce buying your weed from the rec dispensaries. Grow your own with the help of Grow Green MI. They've got kits with everything you need to start growing your own green today and a staff of master growers to help guide you. Grow Green MI at M36 and Whitmore Lake are online at growgreenmi.com. All right. I was just looking through some leftovers because, I don't know, things get kind of slow over the holidays, don't they?
Yeah.
They do, yeah.
Except for year-end lists, but...
Yeah, I know, and those are... I don't know why they just... Not really into them.
Yeah, they're...
I usually kind of like...
Kind of played out.
I guess I don't like anything
anymore.
What else
anymore. Did you... What
they
else
are played out. M&M's. Last time you said M&M's were played out. This time, you're absolutely right.
I kind of think M&M's are a little played out.
Yeah, I kind of do, too.
I don't think M&M's are played out at all.
By
I think
it, really.
They've proven the test of time.
I'm done,
over and
I'm
over and over.
I don't want to see any red and green packages.
That sounds delicious.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Well, anyway, I was... I knew there were things we hadn't gotten to in the last couple of shows. And this one story I thought was so funny about this... photographer suing the DAC,
yeah,
athletic
wow.
club.
Ooh.
And first of all, I was like shocked that she used to make 70 to 85 grand a year there,
yeah.
just doing special assignments. I'm like,
yeah.
wow,
wow,
she for taking some, pictures for a living.
No wonder it cost a lot to belong there.
Yeah,
you gotta pay the photographer.
So, anyway, we find out that she's worked for Rolling Stone and National Geographic.
Oh.
So that's why they have to pay her $1,850 an assignment, and she got six assignments a month or something like that. I assume these are parties at the DAC that people want stupid pictures.
Isn't everybody a photographer today?
Yes. Yeah, everyone's a model or a photographer.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of photographers. Yeah.
Here's some of her audio.
Arch the fanny just a little bit, and then give me a little smile.
Okay. Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus,
Polaroids, yeah.
Polaroids.
Yeah, all the best ones.
Wow.
So anyway, she decides that this guy who assigns her these photographic dealios, he's really getting personal with her and hitting on her, and she doesn't like it, and she asks him to knock it off, and then all of a sudden the gigs disappear.
Well,
just
well.
Poof, gone.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So anyway, they're giving some examples of what happened in the relationship according to her. The DAC is a little more. They don't really want to do this in public, they say, which usually means that their site isn't very good. Some of the stuff he wrote, this guy's name is, weird name. They both have interesting names.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
Is it Sibel Kodish?
That's the photographer.
Mm.
And by the way, she's very pretty.
Mm.
I looked her up. I checked images. I just thought it added to the story. It does. It adds to the story. There should be a picture of her. So you go, oh, wow, well, I can see that.
Well, you know who took that picture.
Selfie.
Yeah, she is pretty.
She's really pretty.
Let me see. That's her?
Yeah.
So this guy's...
Those are crazy earrings. You see those earrings? Look at those things. It's like she's wearing a belt off her ear.
Wow. Well, she's an artist.
Well, that's what this guy liked. So he starts sending her notes, which... What are you doing?
She's an artist.
He, by the way, he's married.
Ah.
I want to write an essay on you from the depths of my soul.
What?
Is this Kenneth Voiles?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, who wants an essay written about them? Doesn't
no
that just sound awful?
No one.
Shouldn't she have responded to that, ha-ha, rather than
She probably did, Trudy. She sounds like she tried everything to get this guy away from her.
That's him?
You are a wonder to me, your creativity, your passion for all that you do, the sweet
aura. Don't write me a book, kid.
Sweet aura of your aurora.
I don't think he's got that.
That's
accent.
A what? Terrible line.
What?
That is a poorly written line.
You are a dream to me.
Aura of your aurora.
Get used to it.
Is that my main line? Write that down.
No, that's a bad line. The words are too
awful.
Similar.
I mean, it's bad enough that he's married and that she probably isn't into the guy, but then he writes this shit. I mean, this is a nightmare.
He probably.
Wow, well, that was a good move.
He probably worked on that for a really long time, Mark.
So Detroit Athletic Club failed to prevent or correct the harassment, instead sent Voiles to Italy as discipline. What? To Italy?
Wait, that guy got to go to Italy?
Is this a division of the Catholic Church, the DAC?
If anything, he's going to write a better letter now.
Yeah.
Why did... What, do you discipline people in Italy?
Why would you send him to Italy? I would think you'd fire him or suspend him or something. We're going to send you to Italy.
No, please don't.
So, let's see. The attorneys...
That's how I roll.
The common chorus is, don't be afraid to speak up. We'll protect you. However, that's not what happened with her. This is old school retaliation. She began taking photos in 2012. She hired through an agency soon after she's getting all these gigs. Maybe. I don't want to like spoil the lawsuit or anything, but could it be that she's getting the gigs because this guy really wants her? Yeah. So maybe she wouldn't have had the gigs. So maybe she's like, you know, 70 to 85 grand ahead for the 5 or 6 years because of this dude.
Fine, I don't ever want to see you again. Go away, I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
I'm just throwing it out there. Voiles, who's married, wrote Miss Kodish numerous notes, cards, poems, letters, and had them each sent to her personal residence. They included...
Wait. He mailed them?
He mailed them.
This is getting way too weird. Who mails a letter these days?
He wants her to save it and relive it over and over.
I don't think that's the correct accent for this dude.
No, yeah, it is. It's totally the right
accent. Yes, it is. That's how he sounds, whether he looks like it or not.
I can't believe he actually mailed a letter.
They included...
Look at me! I'm looking for the trash can!
Unwanted, unrequited, romantic, and sexual confessions. What? For about 3 years, she reported to different supervisors. She began reporting to this guy in 2016. He first asked her to meet offsite at a local bar in December 2017. The suit alleges he then began asking her to meet him at what he referred to as our bar more frequently, which that would freak me out. That would totally freak anybody out.
I'd be so put off by that.
She became very uncomfortable, began manufacturing work-related events such as team-building exercises so he could see her more frequently. Look at the shit people have to go through at work.
Having some team building exercises today, right after the TED Talk. And then we're going to have this Gen Z father-son combination come in, and they're going to tell you what to expect from Gen Z in the workplace.
God.
But this generation communicates in symbols, oftentimes, or the rest of us use words.
She's a contractor. Why would she have to go to a team? We're going to really need you at this team building exercise.
We need some photos of the team building so we can prove we actually made people go.
He looks like,
look at him. Whoa.
Michael McDonald.
Yeah, he does. Oh, my God.
I would like to make a romance inside of her.
I am a better writer than Michael McDonald. That's all I can say. So she tells him, look, don't ever send me anything you wouldn't send to your wife, okay? I don't know if that's the right thing
to say. Why didn't she just write return to sender on him?
Yeah.
Actual letters.
I think she's really been
through
the ringer.
I think she wanted evidence.
One night after...
take a picture.
After Voiles asked her to go to a drink and she refused, he asked a DAC staff member to convince Kodish to go to Voiles' DAC office, where Voiles said he would do something very bad to her. He's trying to push the envelope a little bit.
Child.
He then asked her, she told him his conduct was making her uncomfortable, asked him to stop. A board member emailed him on behalf of her without naming her. She's frightened by her refusal to accept her rejections. This will never end well for the person who ignores simple rejection. He emailed back saying he was distraught, embarrassed, and horrified. And then
I
soon
want
after,
to have sex with you.
She stops getting work, so her job ends.
Well, who's taking
that job in?
Who's taking pictures there now?
I don't know. Maybe somebody who's going to our bar with him.
He's in Italy, though.
That's right.
I think he's back. He learned his lesson.
He learned his lesson.
But why are guys so fucking creepy sometimes? What?
I don't know.
Why doesn't he get it? Look, she's not interested. Never will be. Nothing you can say.
Let it go.
You could show up with Harry Styles' head, and she's not going to want you.
How can you turn this down? I mean, that's what he's thinking.
Look, I've got Harry Styles' head on my body.
Whoa. Check it out. It's a sex machine.
I want to go to our bar. Where is that?
Our bar? I don't think it said what our bar is.
Oh, damn. It'd be kind of fun to have a, like, you know.
Well, I don't know if you want to have, you want to have a bar
a workplace
with that
harassment
guy?
Night.
Yeah, he's pretty romantic. Lord knows what he learned in Italy, too.
And women say they want romantic guys. And here he's sending these beautiful notes. Of course, he's married. I guess that's,
I'm probably going to make out with her first before we, you know, get down. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think if the guy wasn't married, it would make any difference.
No. He seems relentless.
Yeah, he's pretty.
He does
sound like
this.
Why?
Freaking exploding thing.
Why are these people just. I don't know. I guess.
I don't.
Try. Practice. Don't give up.
He's married, too.
I know. Anyway.
Maybe that's just how pulling her Aurora is.
The aura of her Aurora. That's
Aurora.
A hard thing to say.
I know. That's why it's a bad line.
Ah, good one.
Before I came down, I was just watching a story about Juice WRLD, which the name is so hard to say. Isn't it WRLD without an O? Yeah.
You've just been juiced.
WRLD. That people are claiming that he was racially profiled by the Federal Aviation, FAA? Yeah, the FAA.
Because they didn't like him transporting weapons in 7 pounds?
I guess.
7D pounds.
7D pounds.
That's a
lot. They claim that they'd been paying too much attention to him. Well, it turns out it's hard to say. Can you really say someone is profiled when they're in a private jet with 70 pounds of pot and cough syrup and he's actually swallowing all the pills because he's so nervous about that? Which
the tattletale pilot's the one that notified him.
Yeah, the pilot busted him.
Yeah. Be mad at the pilot.
I mean, is this really worth it? The guy swallows a billion pills to avoid getting busted for him, dies, and now we're going to blame the FAI for profiling him? Isn't this all kind of silly? Because, you know, when they say this, he was racially profiled, I get the feeling that they're saying, he'd be alive if he wasn't racially.
No.
Yeah, but
he'd be alive if he didn't swallow all his
decided
pills.
Decided to do that. I don't know why he did that. It was dumb.
He didn't want to outlive his song, did he? Because didn't his song predict he was going to die when he was 21?
Yeah,
he was 21.
Did.
Oh, that's
right?
True.
He had a lyric about that.
Yeah.
Well, he just turned 21. He didn't have to prove it in the first week.
I think it was, what's this 27 club? We're not making it past 21.
Ooh.
So he was cryptic.
Pretty powerful.
He also tweeted once that he was going to fake his own death. So.
Oh, maybe.
Whoa.
Maybe he's alive.
Is anybody a little dismayed about this pilot narking him out? I mean, if you have a private jet and a pilot, shouldn't
it? 70 pounds a pot.
No, I'm just saying, though. Well, shouldn't what happened on the private plane stay on the private plane?
Right, but your...
I would think so. Okay.
Your pilot's license is at risk, isn't it?
You could just say you didn't know.
Okay, let me add this to the story. They said that he had a birthday party upcoming, so people... Well, that's what the 70 pounds of pot for your birthday. It's like 70 pounds of pot.
Wow.
Really?
How many people were invited to this birthday party?
Happy birthday to him.
And
I don't care.
The suggestion was that he travels with a lot of young friends of his, and, you know, seeing a bunch of 20-year-olds on a private jet, black kids, like, what's going on with that private jet? Well, he paid for the private jet, but, you know, when you have a bunch of 19 and 20-year-olds on a private jet, it's probably... pretty wild.
Well, Jeffrey Epstein got away with it for a long time.
Yeah, but he knew how to. He probably knew. He probably wasn't, you know, bringing 70 pounds of pot on the plane.
Oh, that's
just 13-year-old girls.
Yeah.
Just the hottest 13-year-old girls in the world. Everywhere.
Prince Andrew.
To Orgy Island. The plane said Lolita 1. I mean, that's suspicious. People were suspicious of him, though.
Yeah, why'd those pilots not narc him out?
Yeah.
You know,
these are good pilots. They wanted to keep working.
It's a good question.
Who's going to hire this narc pilot of Juice WRLD?
It sounds like Juice WRLD is, you know, probably puffing joints on the plane repeatedly. It sounds like he smoked around the clock. So, I don't know.
He just cracked the window.
Why aren't any of these other superstars taking private jets busted, though? I mean, you got to believe Jay-Z and Diddy and all those guys. They probably fly private everywhere, right?
Michael Jackson had
Jesus
juice.
They never get narked on. No one ever tattles on them.
Lance Roberts on Facebook Live said a hired pilot is not allowed to look the other way.
No, we know that.
Complicit in illegal smuggling of drugs. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, we understand that. And he didn't know about the drugs. Although he knew about the guns.
The pot was vacuum packed. Yeah, so I don't know if he knew about that, although it might smell.
He reported the guns on the security guards. Maybe he didn't like the security guards, and it was cool, Juice World. And then this just all got out of hand.
Can't we just smoke
weed every day?
Yeah. He had an O to his name. It's such a pain in the ass to say world. I feel like I'm always not saying it fast enough.
Isn't that the same, the weekend?
It's the weekend.
It's the weekend.
Oh, I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. Yeah.
Wow.
It's the weekend. It's a cool thing to hear.
It's the weekend.
I mean, I think this would be a much better thing to claim if he didn't have 70 pounds of pot in the plane.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like they did probably pretty good work.
Yeah, for sure.
But then they have to be racists for catching a guy with 70 pounds of pot.
Well, you know.
And I have to admit, I was totally shocked. I'm like,
that's how I roll.
Why would this guy have 70 pounds of pot? That's crazy.
A birthday party.
Yeah.
Could you really smoke that much at a birthday party?
I don't know.
If you pass, sure, you know, joints out to, if you invite a whole arena of people and you give them all a few joints, I guess, maybe.
Buffalo Soldier!
Probably not even. Hall Financial Hotline today.
Oh, we got a good one, too.
Somebody with Christmas lights?
Yeah, we got to play this.
Causing story. Controversy?
She's adorable. I talked to her mom earlier.
Hall Financial, by the way, rates still remain low. A lot of people may feel like, did I miss the boat on refinancing to save some money? No! As I mentioned last week, that this guy just finished it in 19 days. Could have been less, but he dicked around for a few days. Remember that part. And he said he's saving 20 grand. His rate's now 3.6%. So, no, you didn't miss it. Rates remain low. Hall Financial takes special care of the podcast listeners. We all know that. And of the last 22 closings, 17 of them were ready to close in 10 days or less. Fast turn times. Immediate results. You start saving money right away. Or if you want to take money out of your house or get your first home or your dream home, Hall Financial, drewandmike.hallfg.com, or click the link on the website, Hall Financial, NMLS number 1467435. You won't be disappointed. And what's up with the Christmas lights?
So she is 24, and she put Christmas lights on her roof in the shape of a penis.
Is it obvious?
Well, penis? It must be because the news blurred half of it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really interesting.
They blur the testicles or the head?
What would you blur if you were the news?
Probably the head.
The balls. They blurred out the balls.
Yeah.
Well, the head is the dangerous
shaft.
Part.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, the shaft and the head, right?
Take a look at this.
Nobody likes balls. Maybe that's what it is.
Man is going to see more than a chimney on the roof of one Lenexa home when he flies in on his sleigh. What do you think it looks
that
like?
Blur job.
It looks like a giant.
They bleep penis.
You know, a man's private
penis?
Yeah, that was a
neighbor.
Until
now, Marcelo and Christy Vergara haven't seen the display that's lighting up.
What did he say, cock or something?
He said penis.
Well, certainly a statement.
Well, no, I think the guy said cock because they bleep penis.
And we're blurring it to keep it PG-13. Questions surrounded the monstrosity sitting on this roof, formed by 60 feet of lights. Could it be a guitar? Maybe a funky sleigh.
The neighborhood's kind of like everyone's kind of uptight, so it's more of kind of
boneriness.
Yeah. We asked the creator, 24-year-old Shelby Gersh, what is it?
A giant glowing
At first, neighbors got a kick out of it.
I don't know what I would have done if I would have driven. I probably would have wrecked my car.
Really?
Then you're laughing.
Friend. Wow, you're not hung up on penises, huh?
I think it's hilarious. People are stopping in the middle of the night taking photos and laughing. People think it's so much fun. I think there's a lot more laughter than it's bringing out anything
Amen.
Uncomfortable. You know?
But then neighbors were turned off by the image.
It's a joke that wears out pretty quick.
It's a joke.
Oh, and I don't think it's appropriate for
joking. The lights lasted only 4 days, not as long as Shelby anticipated.
Sorry if this is actually really bothering people. I'm just trying to make a laugh.
After hearing how it might upset neighbors with young children, Gash decided it best.
Children don't know telling their kids, look at the penis up there.
I can't believe she put a big cock on top of her roof.
Anyone for penis?
No.
Maybe they should have Justin Throw show up and point it out to lots of little kids.
Yeah, green light thinking.
He's got a more dangerous one.
Okay, so we have the girl's number?
Yeah, let me...
Penis creator?
Yeah.
Her name is Shelby.
Monstrosity creator?
Her name is Shelby Gash.
Her name is Shelby Gash.
Her name is Gash?
Why wouldn't you change your name?
Because it's a cool name!
It's the Gashes, or they came over in the Mayflower, or...
I heard, Trudy, I heard you laugh when I was calling Director Assistance, and I told the guy I would take any Gash in Kansas.
And then he
talked, I didn't mean it like that either.
Talks to Shelby's mom, and she was wide open about everything.
She was great. I couldn't call her Mrs. Gash, though.
Mrs.
G.
Mrs. G.
Oh, we're calling? Okay, go ahead. Is that Stacy?
Yeah. Is it Stacy?
Shelby.
Shelby?
You're thinking of Stacy Dash.
Yeah.
I was, you're right.
Don't go ripping out my pubic hair. Reach for my, grab for my, pull at my cock. You can do it with ease. Just get on your knees. Start licking and slurping.
Oh, my dick will get burned. Sonny's so soon gross.
You'll be tested for 9.
Do it right now and don't bite now. Drag your tongue across my meat.
Hey, Shelby. It's the Drew and Mike show. If you hear X Waited Christmas in the background there, pay no attention to that.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, my God. She's never going to call us back. We're just talking about the Christmas lights penis that you created on top of your house.
We love it.
Yeah, we thought it was really cute. If you could call us back at the 248 number, we'd love to talk to you.
Your mom gave us your number, so she vetted us.
Yeah, so everything's cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Shelby.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Press 1. To continue recording, press 2. To delete and re-record your message, press 3.
Let's see a lot of the
for
Christmas
delivery options, press
Brandon
4.
Potted me down.
To send a fax, press 6.
I don't know if I can
think
cancel this
BJ.
Message,
was it 1?
Star. To send this message now, press pound
Mark
or hang up.
I press pound. I guess just send it.
Hey, oh, Shelby, it's the Drew and Mike show. If your ex waited Christmas in the background there, pay no attention to that.
Oh, that's
oh my God, she never calls back. We're just talking about the Christmas lights penis that you created on top of your house.
Love it.
Yeah, we thought it was really cute. If you could call us back at the 248 number, we'd love to talk to you.
Your mom gave us your number, so she vetted us.
Yeah, so everything's cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Shelby.
To replay your message, press 1. To continue recording, press 2. To delete and re-record your message, press 3.
I don't remember which one.
For delivery options, press 4.
Her mom?
Yeah.
Does her mom live there?
Yeah, her mom lives in the same city.
Oh, but not in the house.
There are several Gashes.
Oh, you know what? I think she does. She does live in the house.
She does?
Does
her mom? Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure she does.
Maybe she was consulted on, you know, how long she can make it, and where the testicle should start.
Yeah. The one you circled?
Yes.
Did she freehand that?
Did she what?
Did she freehand it? You know, like there's no...
How else would she do it?
There's really no template for a Christmas light penis, right?
Maybe you can just ask Mom why she didn't answer.
Probably being pounded.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mrs. G?
This is.
Hey, it's the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. We tried to call Shelby, but she didn't answer her phone.
Oh, she actually has got an interview in the next few minutes.
With who?
So that's probably why.
Who?
With it's a Kansas City station.
Oh, Detroit's KMPC. Bigger than Kansas City.
Yeah. But, did you leave her a message or do you want me to give I can shoot her a text.
We left her a message on the cell phone, the number that you gave us.
Shoot her a text. Her Kansas City is way lower in the market.
Yeah, Kansas City is much smaller. She can reach much more people with us.
but send her a text and tell us that, tell her that you're sick of hearing from the station, so please call her back.
Yep. No, I will be more than happy to. I'll give her a text. Thank you.
Mrs. G, can I ask you one more question?
Yes.
Were you consulted on the design of the penis on the roof? I mean, were you involved at all?
I was warned that she said she was really going to do it.
Okay. That's all you got.
What a good daughter,
so I came home from work, and that's what I got.
cool mushroom tip.
It'll be something you talk about for a while, I guess.
Great.
Yes, it will be.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Mom's cool.
She's pretty cool.
Mom's great. She came home, and it was on the roof. That's excellent.
All right, Trudy.
Jack Black, actually, he was on Kimmel the other night, and he was talking about his birthday party where he had a giant, like, sort of a cloth vagina And he was reenacting his own birth by climbing up.
Yeah. That's how I roll.
It should have been like
your kids were there and everything. He's like, yeah, well, we got to learn about it somehow.
Was he nude?
He was in like a flesh-colored suit.
It should have been like Danny DeVito.
Yeah, it was sort of on that order. Yeah, when he completely on that order.
The couch that he sewed himself into. Yes, which is one of the funniest videos, nude Danny
DeVito.
Oh,
my God, it is. Yeah, and he's really nude, too. But you can be nude and sitting at home, or you can go to Zotford and Holly, because there's a new member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County. Drum roll, please. Starting immediately, Mr. Jim Bentley.
Yay.
Ready and waiting to take care of all of you. And
anyone
your...
for penis?
Or Jim. All your automotive needs at Zotford and Holly. Getting a new vehicle is supposed to be fast, fun, simple, and easy. And working with Bentley is guaranteed to be all that in a bag of chips. Mm-hmm. Better still, Zotford's holiday trifecta has clearly destroyed Brandon's garbage locks of the week. Ooh. And will continue to do so now through the end of the year. In case you have been living under a mushroom, here's Zotford's lock of the month. Part one, 0% financing up to 72 months on your next
cool
new Ford.
Mushrooms.
Part two, what's happened to the Zotford commercial? On top of 0%.
When you hire Bentley.
On top of the 0% loan, you're going to make no payment on your new Ford for 3 months. And finally, lock of all locks, part three, in addition to 0% financing and no payment for 90 days, Zotford will line your pockets with up to $7,000 in cash. Yep, they're going to give you as much as $7,000 in cash when you buy or lease a new Ford. Call Anthony Ketchum and Jim Bentley right now and activate your lock trifecta at 248-215-5151. Again, the magical trifecta number is 248-215-5151. And hurry, because when the holidays are gone, so is your chance to put $7,000 cash in your pocket. From our friends at Zotford. Yaldo Drew. Yaldo Drew?
Yeah. Oh, Dr. Dr. Roche, actually. Is Dr. Roche today?
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, sure. Dr. Roche.
I'm not even paying attention.
It wasn't. You're right. Because I was going to roll into Dr. Roche. I didn't realize it wasn't the next thing in there.
Best wishes from Dr. Roche's office. As a matter of fact, they have all of their holiday specials. The Breast Wishes special is $3,500 saline breast implants. And you.
I want to squeeze them.
Go online at droche.com and see all of the ways that they can improve your profile with breast implants or a breast lift or body tight, breast tight, which can hoist them up a little bit. Santa's surgery specials, too many to list, so you could just call for a consultation if there's something in particular that's bothering you. You know, like maybe you've got a little flab going on or some jowls or your eyelids make you look tired. There's the Christmas Glow BBL Broadband Light, 3 treatments of corrective, 3 treatments of photo revelation for just $1,000. That's a regular $2,325 deal. And ho, 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 Diva Special. That's 3 treatments, regularly $4,500, now for $3,500. And you get a free G-Shot, $1,200 value. That and their holiday skin rejuvenation special. And they have a special microdermabrasion treatment, $100 value when you purchase a gift certificate for somebody who wants to look better and tighter and brighter for 2020.
You get the Peloton treatment,
2020.
Though.
That. Now you're going to spend $3,000 on that. And then you have to
body
get your,
shaming!
Then you got to get your ass on it every day.
I don't think there's many women that wouldn't want to get about half of these things if somebody paid for it.
Hey, I've never been on a Peloton. Can you, like, get those, go to the gym, and do they have Peloton?
No, isn't that the point? You don't have to go to the gym.
Yeah.
So what is it? You're interacting with a person on the screen, right?
You got it, yeah, and everybody else in class.
Why do you need someone on the screen? Because I've never
it's
needed
a spin class.
Someone.
It's a spin class. Okay. They push you.
Right. Oh, God, I hate spinning. That was the worst. Well. I didn't want to.
Well, while you were doing
it's kind of a,
it's intrusive.
Peloton's kind of a cult.
Oh, wow.
Isn't everything a cult these days?
Sorry, Brian.
Dr. Roche is much easier. You can call them for a consultation, 248-338-1110. Do it.
Okay. Well, I don't want to talk about Matt Patricia today, but I can't resist.
What now? Is this something new?
It's just every week when they lose, you know, the writers go into these press conferences, and they're always like, well, how big a rebuild is this? Or they're trying to sort of get him to, you know, Tell us why you're losing so much.
Admit why you suck.
Pretty
really,
much.
That's really what it is.
Yes. Or why are you losing? Why do you say you're losing?
Why do you suck so bad?
So somebody asked him, I guess this is a rebuild? And he said, I want to talk about that until next year. Team's going through a process.
What process? Of losing? The process of losing?
Yeah, that's kind of the way I took it.
What's the process?
There's no process. He's 9-19-1. You can put any painting on it or twist on it you want.
Bad excuse.
They are much worse than they were before he got here.
It's still a loss, right? Losses are no good no matter what.
Wouldn't he have thought of something to do before now if there were something that he, like a trick that he could pull out of his magic bag of tricks?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's why he's not going to be there, or should be the head coach, because if he hasn't done it, why hasn't he done it? Yeah. And secondly, he has done it and it hasn't worked. So,
and it sounds like I don't know.
I mean him and Quinn.
I feel like they both need to just get the fuck out of here. If anybody's going to stay another year, it'd be Matt Patricia. But his performance has been so bad, I don't know why he'd stay. But the other thing was it just this past Monday night? Quandre Diggs had 2 interceptions, 1 return for a touchdown.
Yeah.
I just thought that was so funny.
I know.
Oops.
I mean,
I don't know what to
just
say about
so
it.
Yeah. Boneheaded. You know, the players are upset about it. It's like, oh, shut up. You know, you're either with us or you're not with us. And this locker room buys in, even though they're not buying in, and they're all openly complaining about the trade. And then he goes over and plays his ass off in Seattle. And they can't say enough about him.
I know.
Huge,
a big mistake.
It was really dumb. And the Golden Tate thing last year, it just seemed like it deflated the team a little.
That didn't bother me as much. I don't know.
They weren't the same offense after he was gone.
No.
Maybe that season was over to them. Maybe they thought it was over. But.
Which is interesting because today he said, we'll worry about next year. It's like, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's a new team every year, he said. It's a new team. It's like the previous 20 years don't matter. It's a new team.
There is a lot of truth to that.
I mean, but he's had 2 new teams.
And they both sucked. So.
And 4 years of, you know, Bob Quinn doing the
team building,
roster moves.
The building, and, yeah, not the rebuild, just building. It's
kind of a total disaster.
Yeah, which seems about right. Seems on brand.
Yep.
It's kind of what we expect from the Lions, sadly.
Well, if I had to say there's an email of the week, it would be all the emails about Greta Thunberg being made the person of the year by Time Magazine.
Come on, that's a brilliant move by Time. They know what they're doing. Don't they know what they're doing?
I'm sure they know what they're doing.
They know it's going to piss
a lot
people
of attention.
Off, too. Yeah.
And, you know, I'm looking at the stuff Brandon sent me, and it's like, wow, these stories, it's all the same. It's like one endless story, because then there's Megan Rapinoe is the sports person of the year.
How dare you?
She accepts the award and proceeds to blast Sports Illustrated for not having enough female writers or writers of color.
Jeez, how many subjects is she?
I know. Should be back in school.
She can't focus on one.
Someone just give us a quota of what they're supposed to be then?
It seems like we should just be headed that way, because all this noise.
Because the other side of that is, so people are just going to get their job because?
How does Megan Rapinoe, how does she know, by the way, how many people have applied, been rejected, been accepted?
She knows everything.
I guess so. And the president of Brazil called Greta Thunberg a little brat the other day.
Is the president of Brazil now? Bolinar?
I don't know. I have no idea what his name is.
Bolinese.
But she was complaining about indigenous people being killed over the Amazon.
Another subject? Wait, what?
It's Leo's fault.
Oh, it's Leo DiCaprio's fault.
All right. Yep.
He's setting him on fire. He's an arsonist. to be honest, the president of Brazil sounds like a kind of an ass who should shut his mouth.
I think he is.
This is one of those things that I'm sure there's a lot of people going, that's so awesome. And there's a lot of people who probably just would rather not know this.
She's just got too much going on right now. She needs to focus on one thing.
Yeah. I think she's pretty focused on the environment, actually. She doesn't. I mean, she can't go to school. She can't have her youth. She's so busy with the environment that she can't do any of those things that 16-year-olds do. And it's quite upsetting to her.
You're failing us.
She'd rather be in school. And she got
people. I should be back in school.
She's got people keeping track of her carbon footprints too, as we learned when they flew the pilot or they flew the captain of the boat over to take her to Spain.
It's such a dumb
movie. I don't know why that made me laugh, because it's like, oh my God, the tattletales are just everywhere. I mean, here's somebody trying to take a ship to avoid, you know, using up resources flying to this conference, which is on the environment, by the way. Do we know these fucking conferences on the environment? Why don't we just do something?
Yeah, right.
You know, like the conference in, where was it? Ibiza or somewhere, and there were 114 private jets that flew in.
Yeah, you know why they had an Ibiza.
Yeah, of course.
That's not a conference for the environment.
Prince Harry was there. I'm sure they couldn't have the conference without Prince Harry. So, yeah. Then Megan Rapinoe, I just wish she would. Can she just shut up for a while? I mean, I really hate telling people to shut up, but some people
What did she say?
They won't stop. That there are enough female writers at SI, and there are enough people of color. They gave her the Sports Person of the Year award. They're honoring her, and her response is to say, "Yeah, I have enough women writers and people of color writing."
Oh, why won't anyone give me an award?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really not the best. Is it really the right time to say that? I guess to her it is. I guess any time is the right time. But it's sort of like Linda Ronstadt getting the Kennedy Center Award and going off on Mike Pompeo, who had introduced her.
Lovingly.
Yes. And
when
said,
will,
you know,
I be loved?
When will I be loved? And she says, when you stop enabling Trump. And I don't even know how the crowd reacted. Does anybody know?
Ooh.
Because I would think that'd be a
I'm sorry about that.
I would think that'd be a pretty much never Trump audience.
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't know if they gave her a standing ovation. Honestly, I don't know. I'm surprised the story didn't say that. Usually they'll tell you things like that.
That was the Kennedy Center, right?
Yeah, Kennedy Center Honors. That's a huge honor.
Doesn't the president always attend that? Obama always used to be there.
I don't know. Obama loved music.
Yeah, he was.
You know, he's a pretty hip president. I don't think we're going to do much hipper than that. Does anybody know if...
Edge.
What's the question?
What the crowd did when Linda Ronstadt went off on Mike Pompeo when she accepted her award at the Kennedy Center. I mean, I would think that would be on YouTube or something.
I was just going to say,
Was it like an ooh? You know, like...
No, they probably went, yay!
Oh, probably did. Yeah, they're stiff.
I would think the place would stand up. I mean, remember when De Niro said, fuck Trump, at the Tonys?
Tonys, come on.
That's the most passion we've had out of him in acting in quite a few years.
I'm speculating that's
this
why.
It says, the audience first gasped, which was followed by slow applause that turned into cheers.
Gasped.
This might be terrible video, just warning. She's making her way to the stage, I think.
Slow down.
It's kind of edited. Jeez.
God.
We're definitely not going to be able to hear.
I told me I didn't have to speak, so I have nothing prepared. But I'd like to say that I stand firmly in the South Field. We are indeed in it.
This isn't it, is it?
But I'd like to say that Mr. Pompeo wonders when he's going to be loved, when he stops enabling Donald Trump.
Oh, the best part is she went the wrong way off the stage. Some ancient silver-haired man who looks like Phil Donahue, by the way. Doesn't that guy look like Phil Donahue? Had to run after and pull her back the other way.
Really kind of fucks up a mic drop when you walk the wrong way. It just takes a little something away from it. It's like missing the extra point after a touchdown.
Plus, Linda's not moving as fast as she used to.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but that dude had to run to get her.
Drew, you can't see it, can you? Oh, no. Man.
What? Why would someone get that excited about
it? Brandon, I'm going to send it to you. Because, Drew, you have to see. Not for that part, but just
for her
going off stage the wrong way?
For the Phil Donahue look.
For the mist. Oh, okay. Is the mix extra point cool, too?
Missed extra point?
When she goes the wrong way.
Oh, yeah. No, it's hilarious. There's no subject, Brandon. In the email.
And
I'm like that person that responded that way.
I'm sure our audience would like to know that Andy Dick has spent a day in jail.
Oh, no.
Man, did he game the system or what?
Jesus. He did pretty well because he didn't do his community service. And, you know, that community service sounds like a pain in the ass to me.
We should call
I'd rather do a day in jail.
Exactly. Well, he didn't know he was going to get a day. He was supposed to get 2 weeks.
Well, there was overcrowding. So, you know, like when Paris Hill went to jail and they said she's going to be out in no time because of overcrowding. So maybe he did know.
Have you ever had to do community service before?
It sounds like you have.
I don't think so.
I was just curious.
What kind of community service did you have to do?
I had to do community service multiple times for...
Jeez.
Minor in possession of alcohol when I was a kid.
Oh, you had three of them.
Oh, yeah. Like the one at the Subway? You had it at Subway?
Yeah, it's the first one.
Were you by the side of the road picking up trash?
Was Circus Kirkus there when you got the MIA?
It was like 3 a.m.
Where was he?
He was, I don't even know if he was working there at the time.
Okay. Was his mom there?
Did you call his mom to bail you out?
No, but.
What was your community service?
I did it at like a Goodwill. You know, like a Salvation Army type place. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's nice.
Sounds pretty boring to me.
Did you feel fulfilled?
I felt like I was doing my duty. Yeah.
Would you rather have spent one day in jail?
No.
Really? Okay.
Jail's not for
me. Even adding up all the community service?
No, I wouldn't.
You mean all your community services at the Goodwill?
Because I even kind of skipped out on some of it. I would go there and like sign myself in and then take off. I was a 15-year-old.
Wow.
So,
well,
delinquent.
It's not fun.
I don't know why. It's like the Megan Rapinoe and you know all these other the profiling. This Julie Louis-Dreyfus story comes out of nowhere that SNL was sexist when I was there. You know, first of all, it was 34 years ago. Well, you know, I really was thinking about this because I watched a little bit of it and you know, I guess it had a lot to do with what she was asked, and it wasn't like she just wants to come out and blare. But I'm thinking, how would you fix sexism at Saturday Night Live? Well, have more female people on the cast, right? Mm-hmm. But let's just say, okay, let's say when she was on, it was, you know, 13 guys and 2 females.
Sure.
What if it was 13 females and 2 guys?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to be sexist and say I probably wouldn't find it as funny. Sorry. Oh. Sorry, not sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Oh, boy.
But maybe that's me. Maybe people want to see 13 females and 2. I don't know.
They've had some female-dominated casts that were fairly good, weren't they? Like Chris.
Dominated?
Yeah.
I thought Molly Shannon, Sherry O'Terry.
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were my 2 favorites still to this day.
Currently, Cecily Strong and Kate McKinnon.
People probably know the women more than they know the guys on the show now.
Just have all chicks then. I don't know any of the cast now. You said Cecily Tyson. I don't even know who that is.
Cecily Strong.
Who the hell that is?
Cecily Tyson.
I don't know who Cecily Strong is either.
She's the dark-haired person who was
she's probably the most talented one.
I want even children.
You know Kate McKinnon.
I know Kate McKinnon, but I don't think she's that funny. I think everyone else thinks she's hilarious.
I don't really.
I think she's good.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to the current cast, I guess she's very good.
She was the one who did Melania in the sketch. On the J-Lo.
I always see her as Giuliani, and she's always playing a guy.
No, I mean Cecily Strong.
She's talking about Cecily Strong.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Don't remember that, although I saw it.
She's really
You didn't like that episode, did you?
It was okay. I mean, I don't know. I can't say I've seen an episode in a long time where I just thought it was a great, great episode.
No, you're right.
I mean, there used to be, you know, in the days of...
The Will Ferrell one was really good.
It was pretty good. Will Ferrell's really funny. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, back in the days of Dana Carvey... And I don't know what years those were exactly, but it seemed like you could have...
Late 80s.
You could have half the shows that were really funny.
Yeah.
He was on in the 90s.
Yeah, he crossed over for a short time with...
And then going forward, I always think of those as the Will Ferrell years, not the Sherry O'Terry years or the...
I didn't think she was funny.
Sherry O'Terry? I didn't think she was that funny either.
No, not really.
She was on a lot of stuff, but I never thought she was... And what has she done since? Where is Sherry O'Terry? I mean, I don't hate her
no
anything.
One ever.
Maybe.
That's probably why no one knows where she is.
Oh, man. Oh, there's Greta's Time Magazine cover.
Oh, yay.
The tease on Channel 4.
Oh,
how proud.
Great. I know. Isn't that the worst part, is that you have to see the story 50 times?
Yeah.
If you don't like it. And I wish they would just keep playing the, how dare you?
It should have a sound chip in it so she can.
Did you mention Donald Trump Jr.'s tweet about it?
No. What did he say? I didn't see it.
He basically was complaining, like, it should have been the Hong Kong protesters, blah, not this paid spokeswoman. And then he wrote, how dare you? It's
like, paid spokeswoman.
Drew, that was my first. That was my first.
Is it Soros paying her?
Yeah, of course. And then my second thought was, well, these people in Hong Kong could be helped out by a pretty powerful government, but.
I got to tell you, the whole business of politics has never been more annoying to me. I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired of Twitter and anything about politics on Twitter. It's like, first of all, depending on who's tweeting, like Don Trump Jr., I could have told you that he would have something shitty to say about Greta Thunberg. And honestly, I'm not going to say anything shitty about Greta Thunberg. She won. Okay. She's apparently, a lot of people are really inspired by her. I can't say I'm inspired by her, but I don't want to knock her. I thought her speeches are a little over the top. I'm generally against lecturing adults. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of that. I think there should be some adult carrying the torch. But, hey, maybe she'll be the one that makes a difference. Who knows? Hmm.
Well,
I don't know. There was a big protest today about the environment, by the way.
What part of it?
I can't remember where it was, but it was a lot of people. And I just find myself saying, what? If there's so many people protesting and complaining and yelling about it, and yet what's going on? This circus in Washington, and it's probably the same way pretty much everywhere, I guess. Does anybody really do that? Does the will of the people matter to anyone anymore?
No.
It doesn't seem like it.
Unless the people have $1 billion or something, then it means more.
Yeah. And, you know, I would have thought that would, especially as political correctness moved in, that would mean even less, that they would try to make that, you know, having resources, obviously, you have more options, you have access to more things, more advantages. But I would think they would take that, some of that would start to dissemble as we became so concerned about people having unfair advantages. Like, you know, the legal system. I mean, money owns the legal system. It's amazing. I mean, I'm perpetually just blown away by the people that get away with shit because they got, you know, dream teams of lawyers.
Hey, Harvey Weinstein, did you say he had a walker? Speaking of,
oh my God.
Everybody who gets away with
everything. You know what? He just needs to room with Cosby. He can be Cosby's eyes, and Cosby can be his legs. How's that?
Oh, that's great.
I was saying that. I feel like he saw, well, look at Bill Cosby. He's going blind. It worked for him. Did he not know how that trial ended?
It didn't work too well.
Oh.
I know. And the judge said, hey, don't let us fuck up with your trial, which is starting in January. I don't care what the fuck, you know, you're able to do with that stupid fake walker.
I have never seen someone move that fast with a walker, by the way.
Right. He was flying.
He was hauling ass down that hallway.
What problem precipitated him needing a walker, by the way?
He's all backed up.
He could, you know what?
Oh, I bet that's it.
He could be walking
in
there.
His balls are down to his knees.
He does need back surgery.
He could be walking in there. Well,
so they say.
So we're told.
So they're saying.
He could be walking into court, and someone, four people with machetes could come up and slice off each leg and each arm, and then he could come in as a stump, then, like, you know, 2 weeks later, and nobody would feel any sympathy for him whatsoever.
Zero.
Oh.
Zero. I want to take those tennis balls off the walker so it sticks every once in a while. Look at him. What a phony.
I know. He is just the sight of him is so revolting.
So gross.
It's really, isn't it kind of fun, though? Isn't it kind of like a mob guy that goes to prison late in life because somebody turns?
Right, yeah.
How come there hasn't been a development on the walker where so you don't have to put those tennis balls on there?
Yeah.
I know, that looks ridiculous, doesn't it?
I feel like every
walker... Why does every walker have to be jerry-rigged?
Why does every walker have to have tennis balls? Can't they just build the walker with some kind of tennis ball on it?
Can't they build it with something shaped like a tennis ball that is part of the walker itself?
Yeah, fix your design, walkers.
And wouldn't Harvey Weinstein be able to afford a walker that you didn't have to put a tennis ball on?
Oh, yeah.
Tennis balls?
He could.
It looks ridiculous.
He's going for sympathy.
That's not his walker either. That he probably stole that off of.
He probably raped some old woman and took it.
It's his trophy.
Wow. You know, I think most people think when someone gets away with something for a long time, that, oh my God, look at all the time they were out there. But I don't know, for something funny to me about, you know, someone who's, I don't know, 60, 65, and they're like, yeah, got away with it, got away with it. And all of a sudden, whammo! You know, just when you thought, and you're in prison,
they never thought they were going to get caught. We caught them.
You're old, you're at the end of your life, and you're in fucking prison. I mean, that would have to be so depressing.
Uh-huh.
I can't imagine. Oh, so many mob guys. Just amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, too
I was watching a story.
How dare you?
There was a story about a guy who, this is just from nowhere. He murdered this female guard. He murdered a female guard, and they were saying that there were no signs of it earlier in the day, and they said this guy, Randy Roth, his jogging partner. I'm like, his jogging partner? And I thought, Randy Roth, I know that name. I look up Randy Roth. He's the guy that pushed his wife off a mountain, and she died. Oh. And then he killed a second wife for $350,000 in insurance, life insurance. And he got charged with the second one. And so this guy's jogging buddy was Randy Roth, the wife murderer.
Oh, really?
I know. It was just
that's
like,
where he got
what?
The idea?
I don't know. He just said that he seemed normal to his jogging partner, Randy Roth. Like it was, you know, just a normal jogging partner. No, it was fucking murdered two wives.
Didn't he?
It was so weird.
Wasn't he working on the third one when he murdered the second one?
He tried to murder his second wife, and he like threw her off a kayak going through rapids. And she lived, and she was never alone with him again. She just divorced him right away because she knew she was already like that first one seemed kind of weird, and then the third one he murdered her. That's what one he got busted for.
So,
and by the way, two prison guards in Michigan were, I think, was it a murder suicide today?
Oh,
it's a
wow.
weird story. It was two females. They were, you know, they were lovers, I guess.
Really?
And there was apparently
hot.
Apparently there was. There were apparently there was a third woman or some kind of love triangle.
Oh, they were killed a while ago, right?
Oh, was it a while ago?
Yeah,
okay.
I
just read about it today, and I'm like, oh,
I think
story.
So. There must be an update today.
Yeah, it was just in the Detroit News.
But the
when did the deaths happen? Because I remember when it happened, like
in October.
Was this a murder-suicide, Brandon? What was this thing?
Yeah, it was determined to be a murder.
So the jealous one who was getting texts from the other girl. She murdered her girlfriend who lived with her and then herself. And their blood alcohol level was 0.22 and 0.36. That was what really got me into the story. I'm like, what?
Wow. Party.
I mean, you can fire a gun with a... And I want to know which one had the 0.36. Did the one that fired the gun have the 0.36? That's amazing that she was so focused.
You can't really see it.
I wouldn't think you'd be able to hit anybody with a 0.36.
Wow.
That's scary.
Yeah, I think the updated story is because they determined that it was, you know, a crime of passion.
Because when it happened, that the worry was, did someone escape from the prison because there were two women that were killed? They didn't know they were lovers.
Oh.
This happened in
really?
Paradise Township, together. Michigan. Yeah.
Paradise Township.
Scissor me, Tam!
When Brandon had the picture of Weinstein up there, the other headline on the website was about the shooters in Jersey City.
Yeah.
They were lovers?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was a man and a woman.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were, what were they called?
They were
Israelites,
part of the black Hebrew Israelites.
Yeah, the same ones that started the whole thing with the Catholic kids in Washington. And
how
the,
sexist of me, though, to assume.
The Indian, the Native American Native drummer, American. Nathan Phillips. The fake Vietnam vet.
I feel very sexist, though, for just assuming it was two guys.
Oh, I assumed it was two guys, too.
Did you see the video? It's
and
wild.
Do you know the cop? There's a cop who actually went in there with an armored vehicle and shot the two perps. They had killed an officer before they got there. They just drove up to this kosher supermarket. Oh, these fucking kosher Jews. Kill them, man. What are they? The black...
Hebrew Israelites. Now, what's interesting is I assume that's her on the right? She doesn't seem to be too pumped for the whole thing. Like,
she's carrying a gun.
Well, he jumps right out and heads into the store. She just casually slowly
she has to get her purse.
These are complete strangers. Oh, yeah, maybe she forgot her purse. That's a good point.
Typical woman holding everything up.
Well, you need stuff, maybe.
She's still putting in her makeup.
Wow, the,
that's scary. Look at the people. So you can tell when he first shoots because people lean and look out.
Look, like, everyone's just running. I mean, all these pedestrians just scrambling for their lives.
At first, they like step out and look because they hear a noise. They don't know what it is. And they're like, oh, shit.
There's one dude, one homeless guy here that never moves. He's,
well, he's probably sitting in his own urine.
Everybody else scrambles.
I saw the one of the network news that's had
awful
this shot, and there were some. This went on for 2 hours.
Not be my first choice.
This shootout just back and forth like crazy. It wasn't like the freeway because there was no one there because they had all cleared out. Yeah. But you know, the police and the people in the kosher supermarket who had shot up the place, they're just shooting back and forth, and they're showing all these clips. For example, there was one of like, I don't know, it must have been 15 people. I don't know if it was a SWAT team, but they all had weapons in their hands, and they're all slowly walking around this corner. I'm like, oh, my God. And the guy, the commentator or announcer said something like, wow, this is something you really don't like seeing in America, 15 people with guns walking through a busy neighborhood like this. Yeah. But, you know, that's what they do. Poor guys, to do that for a living. Scary. And the cops were there. The cops were on the street. There were two cops that were right nearby, and they shot
right
in
away.
That place. Uh-huh. They shot at them almost immediately.
So this guy has prior offenses for guns?
Oh, yeah. Great. Oh, yeah. Okay. I know. I'm sure he had these guns legally, though, so don't start saying anything about that. So fucking frustrating, isn't it?
It is entirely. Well, that's, look, we're laughing because we know the reality.
I know.
We know how the argument's
going. Fucking Saudi guy.
I know.
Porn stash. It's like, oh, I gotta get a hunting license so I can get a gun through the loophole. Can I have a hunting license? A hunting license?
Can someone
get a hunting license? Why can't he get a hunting license?
Can someone buy an obit form in the paper and write porn stash?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
One more insult.
I'll put in. Oh, I'll put money in on that.
And asshole. That fucking guy, by the way, that Saudi national who's over here training with our Navy guys and getting really good training.
Being welcomed, too. I mean, they welcome them
absolutely.
All in.
Except for the guy who called him porn stash.
Well,
that's a joke.
That's how we welcome people here. We bust balls.
Yeah. And by the way, the guy that was called Porn Stash, who's from Saudi Arabia and is getting this great training, he went right to all the people you can complain to. Who do I complain to? HR, the captain. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, this guy was complaining to anyone who would listen. It's like, you fucker, you're from Saudi Arabia. Can't you cut this guy a tiny, teeny, weeny bit of slack?
Well,
like nobody ever mistreats anyone in your country?
like a whole gender?
Well, there's no HR to go to. I wouldn't think we're, you know.
Well, like, it wasn't HR. It was
in his country. He wouldn't be going all over to
HR. Get out of here.
Besides, he did have a porn mustache.
I know. It was
true.
His mustache was really stupid. It could have been the greatest thing that ever happened to him because he should have shaved it off, and he would have looked okay. But he looked like an asshole with a stupid mustache. The guy's trying to help him by insulting him a little bit. And instead, he has to shoot up the joint, fucker, and have three of his friends. Oh, and have his little dinner party with we've got some. It's a mass shooting dinner party.
Nice dinner party, porn stash.
How long did it take you to grow that mustache?
Who the fuck has a mass shooting dinner party? What
hey,
a
if you
cocksucker.
Don't like America, then you can get it.
So hey, that guy's got a stash you wouldn't believe.
So I knew the more I read about this story, I would just get angrier and angrier. And so today I'm reading that, oh, yeah, he's been liking tweets from this jihadist cleric. You know, for years he's been liking his tweets. And he was radicalized by this cleric and that cleric. And I'm looking up this cleric. Who the tweets he liked? Guy's got a million followers. A jihadist on Twitter.
They're bots.
A jihadist on Twitter with a million
them.
Followers.
He's
great.
He's buying them.
Oh, man.
I mean why even talk about cleaning up social media? It'll just never happen. It's not going to happen.
But you took those two steps and found out about this. Didn't whoever gave him a visa to come over here and.
No. No.
Do the two-step Twitter dive?
They supposedly vetted them. It's
boy.
But, you know, vetting
job,
these days
no one.
Means basically, you know, nothing.
Are you from Saudi Arabia? Cool.
Yeah. I mean, no one vets anything. Vetting. They don't.
Vetting. If you're from Saudi Arabia, we're cool with you.
God, just I'm a pile of cocksuckers in this world. Stuff all over, everybody.
Got to remember to call Shelby Gash back.
Yeah. I'm surprised she hasn't called us. I think we should call her mom and tell her, boy, mom, you really don't seem to have a lot of power over this
Here's a new tweet about Greta Thunberg.
What?
From Tommy Lauren.
Who's Tommy Lauren?
She's the blonde right-wing.
Oh, yeah. I know who it is.
So she wrote activist in quotes. Okay. I mean, she's an activist. But activist Greta Thunberg named Time Magazine's, quote, person of the year. Anyone know what else she did besides skip school and throw a tantrum?
I should be back in school.
I think her message is getting lost.
Was she going for a laugh there? Because she made me laugh.
Oh, I hope so. But you know,
probably not.
No, I bet you she was, but also attacking at the same time.
Well, I was laughing because I thought it was funny.
Well, I read it because I knew you'd find it funny. It is funny.
By the way, we had this conversation before the show. Oh, you know, let me take care of something first. J.P. Cush, if you're self-employed, stuck on COBRA, or your health insurance rates just jumped, then call our sponsor, J.P. Cush & Associates. They promise that their customers will always get the best health coverage at the lowest rates. They shop all the carriers. I don't know why everyone doesn't do this. Not just the few that get them the highest commissions. They save all that time, and it doesn't cost you any money. Cush. Yeah, there we go. And they've got the ping pong ball in the commercial. How cool is that? Nobody uses that. They find you the best coverage and prices. That's why people keep coming back to J.P. Cush. You pay the same. I just said that. Thanks for listening to the podcast, Copy. So why wouldn't you call 855-4-J.P.Cush to get a quote today or go to jpcush.com. And that's J-P-K-U-S-H. You might qualify for a zero premium health plan based on your household income. They work with all the top-rated carriers like Blue Cross, Priority Health, and Molina. J.P. Cush & Associates, 855-4-J.P.Cush. There's no better call to make for health insurance. Make sure to tell them you're a listener of the show. And Luke Nowacki, of course, Luke would love to hear from you.
Luke.
Somebody's got a bowl game pool in the Nowacki family.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to play?
I don't know. I think I should be allowed to play, shouldn't I?
I know, they just showed Harvey Weinstein and Cosby at the same time. And I was like, wow.
See, we're not
the
only
one. Together.
Yeah, everyone knows he's just
seems so obvious. Yeah. Oh, look at him. Walker.
Wait, I didn't know somebody asked him about that. Did you see that?
No, like, would we need to hear it?
Someone yelled to him, Mr. Weinstein, are you faking for sympathy? Here, pot it up.
Oh, wow.
How funny is that?
Cosby was said to be legally blind.
Hey!
Weinstein is just acting to get some sympathy from the court, goes this tweet. Mr. Weinstein, are you faking your injury for sympathy?
Wow, he moved faster than that.
He didn't answer!
Down the claims. Mr. Weinstein was in a serious car accident in August, which resulted in a concussion and has now necessitated the need for back surgery.
What accident?
He said in a statement.
I hear about this accident.
If Harvey Weinstein got in a car accident, we would know about it.
We would be celebrating for a year.
Is he driving? Why was he driving?
He was called out by a woman. Weinstein, who also suffers from diabetes, is scheduled to undergo back surgery tomorrow, which will require 1 week of recovery time.
Hey.
In court today, a judge hit Weinstein with a major hike in his bond, raising it from $1 million to $5 million.
Remember the briefcase full of his drugs on the airplane?
Was that what it was? Yeah. Wait, Weinstein?
Yeah.
Joe, do you remember that? Yeah.
Well, it seems only natural.
We had to have.
Well, he had the boner pills and the boner injection.
You had to inject.
I don't remember.
He had something for everything, though, actually.
But I was talking about Luke Nowacki, and
Weinstein briefcase
was had. So yeah, I wouldn't mind that. A lot of choices, that's for sure. I sure would go through that thing. Yeah, but I bet I'd find something. Anyway, I was looking at my 401k today, and. There's sure enough, there are some crappy things happening in my Beasley 401k.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Overall, you still have it?
Yeah.
Why don't you roll it?
That's why I'm rolling it over, because someone was looking at it and they said,
your time.
You know, I don't know why you're in this. It's like, well, because I picked it in 1994, I guess. Because they're like, you know, they're doing this thing on the phone where they have to verify that you moved or that you want to move it.
Oh, right.
So the guy from Beasley or the benefits company is like, what's your start date? And I said, 1991. I think it was November 15th, to be specific. And he goes, it's not what we're getting. And it's like he's basically saying that you're not who you say you are, so we're not moving this thing.
Is it B and something bank?
Mark, I have no idea. I mean, this could be totally fake. They could be moving someone else's 401k for all I know. I mean,
if it's more money, then why not?
No, it was me. But but then he said, I said, well, what was my start date? And he goes, January 1994. And I'm like, no. And then I said, oh, that's when Greater Media bought Great American.
All right.
So that's why it's from, and so then he started having these other questions, which I also wasn't answering very successfully because this is so fucking stupid. Then he goes back to the basics, birthday and, you know,
penis size.
I got it transferred.
Do they have that in our files?
It should be. It should be one.
Huh.
Shelby. Shelby's in the phone. So anyway, if I had only had Luke Nowacki look at that sooner, I probably could have made more money. As Luke likes to look at your financial future and help you make a plan if you don't have one. For retirement, kids going to college, maybe that addition to the house or the boat or whatever it is. Call Luke Nowacki if you'd like help with your, if you're not getting the job done and you don't have a plan. He's a great guy to talk to. 248-663-4748. No obligation. Just go talk to him. You'll like him. L. Nowacki at PinnacleWealthStrategies.com. Securities Investment Advisory Service out the Reliance Associates Incorporated. Remember, FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other entities. And
let's try that again.
And our marketing games, products, or services. Is Shelby listening to this X-rated Christmas song?
Well, that's why I played
song?
It. I hope she's listening.
Yes.
Great. Stroke of my, lick of my, suck of my cock. Oh, it's the first oh man. Time Mark.
What?
Shelby's listening.
She's got a sense of humor.
She's going to hang up.
I'm a little offended.
Oh, fake.
Yikes.
It's not like we played it for
could
your
you
mom.
Let me finish this thing? Yeah, and separately owned other entities and or marketing and spark services reference here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. And here is the young lady who put Christmas lights in the shape of a penis on her roof. Shelby. Stroke of my, lick of my, suck of my cock. Hi, Shelby.
Hey!
How you doing?
Oh, man. Just great.
Are you having fun with this? Because I did see you have some neighbors who think, yeah, it's funny for a minute, and then it's not so funny.
You know, it's honestly like 90% of people are really cool with it. You know, 5% of people are pretty pissed. The other 5% people, I'm getting a lot of DMs in my Facebook, let me tell you. Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
Yeah.
And the one another guy said this you're all over the news too, which is really it's got to be fun to turn on TV and oh my god, there I am.
And don't worry about not having makeup on. You looked very cute.
Yeah,
you did. You looked hot.
I beg to differ, but I really appreciate that. You know, like I had one shot in one day, I don't wear makeup, you know, that's life, but
well,
anyway.
It worked. You got a good natural look. But I was going to tell you that this other neighbor said, you have to explain it to the kids. Or kids, and I'm like, well, you know you don't have to explain it to the kids. Are there really five-year-olds looking at your roof going, oh, my God, there's a penis on the roof?
Yeah, and what I was thinking is, like, I don't think these kids are going to even think twice. You know, it's an outline. I don't think they're going to piece it together.
So it's an arrow.
Yeah, and, you know, it was funny when they actually interviewed me. They kept asking, they're like, what is it? And I was like, a Yule log. And they're like, what is it? I'm like, a candlelight. And then I was like, all right, I'll tell you what it is.
And he chose the word dick, which they had to bleep. Now, what's interesting is they blurred out, you know, the left side of it. If you're looking at the house, the left side, which we assume is the sack. How much detail? Were there pubes? And we noticed there was no vein.
You know. That took a lot longer than I thought it was going to. I got, it's a total of 60 feet of strands of light, and it kept rolling off the roof. I actually had a thumbtack it. I wanted to get detailed, but I was like, this is pretty time-consuming, and it is dark at this point. I'm going to call it a night.
I was going to say, you could add a little garland for pubes and little snowballs for something
next
else.
Year, guys. Maybe
yeah.
Coming out of the end.
Oh, Mark.
No, I thought it, I mean, it's, is that it right there?
Yeah, oh, that's the unedited.
It's pretty effective. Version. Yeah, you're right, Mark. Something on top.
You know what's funny? Because how often have we talked about drawing penises and how women always draw the profile version?
They do. Well, that's usually how they see it.
Like, they could draw it head on. I don't know.
It's cool because it looks like it's flying through the air at night when you can't see the roof.
Did it you was ever think? Funny. I was like, all these planes are flying by over too. Wow. Great.
How many calls have you had for interviews?
Let's see here. St. Louis, Michigan, Chicago, and actually Barstool Sports actually just messaged me.
Of course they did.
Nice.
I was like, oh my goodness. I need to get a Twitter. Like, I don't know what's going on.
You know, we're going through your Instagram. Boy, you got some really nice pictures on. Oh, is that Facebook?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I bet you're on Instagram, aren't you?
Actually, not really. I made an Instagram account, like, I don't know, 2015. I just never got on. I just use Facebook, and I post maybe once a year, and I just outdid myself, didn't I?
Well, you could have some serious followers on Instagram, in my opinion. Someone should start an account right now and start mentioning it when you're on Barstool and all these places, and boom. Unless you don't want
to. I have currently 400 friend requests on Facebook. It is ridiculous.
Don't you want to be an influencer? I mean, you've already put such great influence into the Christmas holiday. Why not influence the rest of the world?
I'm an artiste.
What do you do? Are you really an artsy person?
Do what?
What do you do for a living?
I'm not going to say what I do for a living. I do work in a warehouse.
Your mom told me what it was. I told her we wouldn't mention it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because
I do love my job very much.
Okay.
It's a great company.
Because I would think some of these haters would be trying to dox you, which is so stupid.
Well, there is one person who said it was sexist because you didn't have a vagina on the other side of the house.
That would be tough.
Oh, yeah.
Not really. It's two parentheses and a line.
Oh, all right. I'll do it now.
I mean, it helps that there's a penis next to it so people know what it is.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to do the line, you can do a little star and it means something else.
That's an idea.
What does my life come to? Jesus.
Yeah,
What is my life? I'm 44 almost. What a loser.
So your mom, you warned your mom, but you didn't ask your mom. You shouldn't have to ask your mom.
On my Facebook post, I was up on the roof. So my dad is actually had knee surgery not too long ago. And he's sitting up, you know, in the living room. He's icing his knee. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be the man of the house. I'm going to put the lights up this year because no one's going to do it because, you know, he's injured. And I sent him a message while I was up there. I said, can I use the remainder of the lights and make a lovely shape on the roof? And he was just like, sure. I'm like, I'm serious. And he's like, sure. I'm like, okay, here we go.
Wait, do you think he was challenging you? Like, you didn't think you would really do it?
You know, no, he kind of knows I'm pretty ornery. So I think he knew it was going to happen. I told him, like, come on out. And he instantly was like cracking up and taking photos. At this point, he's a little getting nervous about it because it's getting pretty big, I guess. I just found out that it's international. I don't know what's all going on. Like, I'm pretty low-key with the social media and stuff like that. So he's freaking out, though.
Hey, Brandon, the story itself, can we see if it would, is that what would have all the views, the story about it?
How many views?
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, just to find out how viral it is. Because, yeah, it's definitely going to go huge.
I mean, once
viral.
The news station picked it up. Now, on that story, though, it said you were taking it down in a few days.
Yeah, the news station was like, do you think you'll, you know, take it down? And I said, I'll unplug it now if that many people are complaining. And so I did. Huh. So.
But are there really any real complaints? I mean, is there anything the city could really do to you?
You know, I don't know. And actually, I have a friend who is a cop, and he thinks it's funny. And I've had actual messages saying that you're going to get a $50,000 fine and all this stuff like that. And I'm like,
they don't
oh my
know.
God.
They don't know.
Well, face up to 7 years in prison.
Yeah.
For obscenity.
It's from a Nigerian prince.
God forbid someone to laugh.
I know.
Is there anybody that lives across the street? I mean, what about the immediate neighbors? Are they friendly?
So I kind of live in kind of more of a private wooded neighborhood. And so actually I do not have a neighbor in front of me or to the right of me or behind me. There's only one neighbor right next to me. And he probably thinks it's towards him now that I'm thinking about it, saying this out loud. I actually had the homeowner, important president person, you know, uh-oh, those important people.
Oh.
He came out and he's like, hey, I got to do my job. is this towards anybody? I was like, no. And, you know, I'm just trying to get a good laugh, you know, have fun with it. And, you know, I do live in a pretty uptight, you know, area, and I'm just got my point across. I mean, people are uptight and like, what's going on? And then everyone's, this is hilarious. Thank you for doing this. People are calling me a hero. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
<That's> pretty heavy.
That's
pretty high praise.
I do love it that your parents like it and think it's funny. I mean, that's just, that's great. Well,
and now this is your own house, isn't it, Shelby?
It's not. I'm working on buying myself a house, so.
Oh, you're renting a place?
It's her parents' home, isn't it?
Oh, it's your parents' crib. Okay.
It is my parents' home.
When you get your own house, what will you put on the roof of that?
I think a bigger one.
Wait, Shelby, is your mom living in the house with the penis on the roof?
She said when she saw it, she was coming home from work.
Oh.
She saw it. She was
working. Yeah. And her dad was downstairs when she...
Wow, that's a cool mom.
I think on Christmas morning you should play Rated Xmas for everybody and see what the reaction is.
See how cool they really are.
Poor mom.
Your
mom was very cool about it. We talked
great.
To her. She was actually on the show.
She's a cool cat.
Well, Shelby, have fun with it, and it's nice talking to you, and keep up your artsy work.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for laughing and being cool about it. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Have a great holiday.
Right. Support you.
Bye, bye, Shelby.
Bye, Shelby.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Christmas.
Bye, Shelby. Bye.
Oh, man, her Facebook picture, she's really cute.
Yeah,
hot.
Is.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
Man. If it's safe for a girl that hot to be putting penises on a roof.
My neighbor's home, and I'm listening.
She should blare this outside for the people that come driving by. Look at it.
A beautiful sight. I squeeze it real tight. I love to choke my chicken with my hand. My balls are blue. My cock is smoking.
Oh, okay, great.
And right into the most important thing. Show sponsors.
That's how the Zot Read went. And... Oh, the Zot Jeep Dodge Reed.
She is really pretty.
She's very
makeup.
Pretty.
Honestly.
And that's without pretty. Makeup. The ones with makeup. Hubba hubba.
How do you look her up? Shelby Gash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's pretty easy to find.
I think she's going
to
get a lot more likes.
Shelby
and
Gash.
A lot more views.
Of the Kansas
Gash. A lot
Gashes.
More friend requests. A lot more.
Some people are saying the holidays are a time for
picture.
Caring. Sharing and giving gifts to the ones we love. Well, our friends and original studio sponsors at Zot Chrysler, Jeep Dodge Ram, and DealsInTheD.com are doing just that, sharing the love by giving you the gift of employee pricing for everyone on most of their 2019 models in stock. For example, you can lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition for $198 a month. Or if it's Jeeps you crave, lease a new 20 Jeep Cherokee Limited All-Wheel Drive for just $189 a month. Finally, if you're like our listener, Alan, and you want to roll in the back daddy of Jeeps, lease a new 20 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $255 a month. So celebrate the holidays with employee pricing for everyone with no discount code needed. Not at all. Don't have to give it a discount code. Only at Zot Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and DealsInTheD.com. And Dr. Yaldo, 2020 in 2020. Give the gift of giving yourself the gift of 2020 vision in 2020. And the only way to have precision near and far vision without glasses, contacts, and the utterly annoying reading glasses is with safe, reliable, state-of-the-art procedures like those you get at Yaldo Eye Center, Michigan's number one eye clinic. Custom LASIK.
I can't see real good.
It's custom LASIK offered by Dr. Yaldo, which gives his patients better than 20/20, the medical standard for perfect vision. And his multifocal lens exchange for people 45 and older will forever eliminate the need for reading glasses, along with 20/20 far vision. And if you have a Flex or health savings account, you got to use that stuff up by the end of the year. So time's ticking away.
Yeah.
Use it towards the best gift you can give yourself, better eyesight. Come in for your procedure. The evaluation is free. Get the best and pay the least. Dr. Yaldo will absolutely beat any competing offer you may have gotten elsewhere. Call 1-800-398-EYES. That's 1-800-398-EYES. Or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
2020 and 2020. 2020. Trudy's getting ready to go to one of the first Holiday parties of the year, probably.
Yeah.
How about that?
My first iHeartRadio Christmas party. And the first Wheels Christmas party.
Oh, our invitation must have gotten lost.
This is at...
No, I'm not going to any depressing shit like that. I'm too sensitive.
This is at the Big Boss's house?
Yes, at the Big Boss.
That's nice.
I'll bring the cookies.
I know what you should play.
What? What? Oh, let me hear it. Let me hear it.
Play Rated Xmas at the party.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sure, yeah, I'll suggest that. I don't know who's DJing, by the way.
OJ Towers, probably.
OJ Towers, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, is this a whole iHeart? Everybody iHeart party?
The whole crew, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So you could see all the TV. You could see the... Yeah, you could see Jay Towers and all the Mojo. And
weekend morning shows don't get invited.
No, apparently not.
You know what? Why not? Did you look on your calendar? Because that's where it was. I didn't look at my calendar until yesterday.
I don't have a calendar.
Did No Filter get invited?
I don't know.
Filter Sports?
They're on the radio.
Yeah, two of them.
Toledo Station and DFN. Yeah. Right,
I guess I'll see.
Charlie Duff invited?
I
guess this is quite a snub, I got to say. They're phasing us out,
I'm surprised we didn't have to work the event. We would be the ones valeting everybody.
Paul Corvino is a... He almost seems too cool to be boss of a radio channel. He almost
pretty
just doesn't
hip.
Seem like it can only last so long.
I don't know. I think he gets a lot done. He has his own podcast, by the way.
Like what? He does?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, Paul has a podcast?
He has his own podcast.
No, for Christ's
sake. For sure.
Good luck with the podcast.
You know what? I think I saw a tweet about it because it was Mojo on his first show.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. And a lot of, you know.
That's smart. Use that Mojo following.
Yeah.
He on that Mojo, girl.
They were,
don't think Mojo didn't retweet that show. I bet Jay Towers tweeted it, too.
I thought Towers would have been first.
Oh, Towers. What? I think he was. Or maybe a co-host.
Probably wanted to.
Yeah. Anyway, it's going to be a big shindig.
That's a heavy accusation
they
over there.
Snubbed him. He was snubbed.
I had to get a dress for it, too. So.
What? Wait, it's formal?
Well, you know, I told Dee Dee's my plus one, and she already got all of her cool, like, dresses out. And so I'm like, all right, well, I can't wear, we'll look like lesbian lovers if I'm wearing pants.
She wanted to be your plus one?
Yeah, I am. Yeah. I am.
Really?
I love lesbians.
I know, that's what's funny. We complain about not being invited.
I know.
In a way, kind of
weird. No, I'm really stunned that somebody would want to be a plus one
at a
Christmas party. I mean, not knocking iHeart or anything.
This is the conversation we were having before. Who are these people that want to do things?
No, that's true.
What's wrong with these people? They want to see people? Other people? That they don't know very well?
So terrible.
Go all the way
for a whole night?
I just don't like formal things. I don't know.
Well, yeah, once it gets into dressing up, then I'm awkward when I'm there automatically because I'm dressed up. I'm already awkward before I get there.
Yep. It's like I was watching that 60 Minutes story on Adam Sandler. And they talk about how he always dresses. I'm like, that's pretty sweet. The guy is always comfortable. He just wears sweatpants.
Well, that's the nice thing about when you never dress up, people don't expect you to dress up, which I've noticed that people accept me undressed up sometimes. But then I feel like an asshole because I should be dressed up.
The rest of that piece, every time they shoot him, I'm like paying extra attention as to what he's wearing. So when he has to dress up, it's like an unbuttoned shirt and a tie down all the way to here. Just really loose.
Yeah.
Just really baggy clothes.
He has brought Schlubby to a new low, though. I've seen him a couple of times on Kimmel, and he wears the, like...
Whatever he wants.
It does look like he just grabbed it out of a rag bag.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
I admire
that. I mean, there's dressing down, and then there's...
I admire that. I wish I was Sandler.
There's breaking news on the ABNN. Which, thank God we got the sounder.
This year's breaking news on the ABNN.
Happy 38th birthday.
The Antonio Brown News Network.
From your boy, AB number 84.
Stand by for some booming breaking news.
I still can't believe that we've seen a video of him farting at his doctor multiple times. Oh, my God, the things we know these days. Anyway, you know, he put out that lovely tweet, our Instagram post, where he apologized to everyone. He seemed so sincere. And it's like, oh, he's clearing the path to somehow make it back to the NFL. Maybe next year.
His grammar looked just perfect.
Yeah, someone proofread it.
And hey, so, oh, wait, I think you mean they proofread it.
Proofread it, yes. Was he the one who misspelled proffered?
He's wanted to write proofread, and he wrote proffered.
Oh, boy. So now he's gone on a Twitter rampage today.
All right.
And he's back to where he was.
The AB we just know and love, right?
And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
You can't watch him 24/7, 365. That's the problem. He's so busy being Antonio Brown that there's no way a little of him isn't going to leak out.
Aren't you surprised who was ever managing him or whoever wrote that apology tweet just doesn't have control of his Wi-Fi and cell devices to turn him off? Yeah. All right, Antonio, I'm leaving for the day. I'll be back in 8 hours.
I just hear people all day going, Antonio! Come on, AB!
Oh, Antonio.
What are you doing, AB? You just set yourself back again.
Should we call him?
Yeah, sure.
We have his number. Let's call him.
Let's call
him. Well, read his Twitter today.
Okay. Well, he retweets people. Not only was NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown the most searched athlete in the United States in 2019, according to Google Trends, but he was also the most searched person. Now, that's hard to believe. The most searched person?
Yeah, that is. Well,
do you know who I am?
Yeah, a lot of fantasy
sports,
people.
Sports, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So they probably keep looking for new updates for fantasy.
I have to admit, I Googled him a number of times just wondering, what has he done in the last 24 hours? Yeah. So probably a lot of people did that. Okay, so then
I'm very important.
Guess almighty NFL can hold players out against their will. No criminal charges pending, nothing. But a Caucasian player gets a domestic, goes to jail, still out there playing, targeted hate against us everywhere, my peeps.
Well, so he's referring to
racism.
Wait, why is his
inequal
voice
justice
so different in this particular communique? As opposed to the other day for the apology?
Oh.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. It's a different AB. That wasn't AB. I apologize. This is the real AB. Guess we accustomed to saying we okay when we really not. I don't even know what. Oh, is that on top of this other tweet? Okay, CNN tweeted, what do Disney Plus, Antonio Brown, and Baby Yoda have in common? They were all top searches on Google this year. And then he adds, oh, really?
He's suspicious.
I don't know what the guess we accustomed to saying we okay when we really not. I don't even know what that means.
It's not a reply to a tweet?
It probably is. These guys still working. We know life not fair, but targeted hate, get intervention filed. And it's an arrest database with names of, I guess these are other NFL players.
Did he vet the source?
It's USA Today, and it's something pulled out of USA Today. Replying to Rammer Ramdas.
Oh, wow. Yeah, whoever that is.
Big Ben actually raped him and was allowed to come back with a big contract extension. AB accused with no evidence. It was never proven otherwise, and he's been blackballed by the NFL and the white owners. Something not quite white. Next tweet. Let me get my little bread out y'all way. NFLPA know y'all stealing.
It is kind of weird how Roethlisberger just kind of disappeared and he went.
Well, he was suspended for six games, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, was it six or was it four?
I don't know.
I mean,
maybe it was four.
Granted, different times, but still, this is kind of weird. I'm not saying because he's white. I'm just saying because it's just weird.
I have to say,
I think it's more because he was a quarterback.
In my opinion, I'm stunned that he was never suspended with all those shenanigans in Oakland.
Oh, Antonio.
I mean, he's threatening to punch out the general manager.
Well, he would have. It was off season, but yeah. I mean,
they were in training camp.
Yeah, but
I mean, he was being a complete asshole. He came down there, grabbed the ball, just punted it in the middle of the fray. He's just a dick.
He used to be fun.
I don't know. I wouldn't find that to be very fun if I was paying him that kind of money they were supposed to pay him.
But I wasn't paying him, so I thought it was
that's true. And then AB tweets, guess almighty NFL can hold players out against their will. No criminal charges pending. Nothing but a Caucasian player. Same one about kids domestic. And then somebody responded, how come Beth Roethlisberger's in the NFL? Didn't he have serious accusations before? I don't think it always think it's necessary to play the race card, but I could definitely agree with this one. Something ain't right here. And that's Ram Martinez that he retweeted. Miles Smollett.
Oh.
Really, Jesse? Jesse, and then Jussie Garrett.
Oh, no, that's
name.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a joke.
Miles Garrett, Jussie Smollett.
AB, a real loser. Big Ben made that bum. Soon as Ben was done with him, he was out of league. AB, check his stats before I came in. I was done with that loser a long time ago.
He's replying to Miles Smollett, Jesse
Garrett.
So ridiculous.
ridiculous.
Knock it off.
Marcus Mosher tweets, there's 0% chance Antonio Brown ever plays another snap in the NFL. AB responds, fuck him. Then didn't I tell you to stop giving fodder to Uncle Tom Stephen A. Smith on First Take? God damn it. Fuck him.
Wow.
That's all he says.
Nice comeback.
And then somebody wants him to sign with the XFL Battlehawks and AB. No way!
Oh, what is that about Richie Incognito?
That was the one about how he was allowed to play after allegedly, you know.
He bullied that guy, supposedly.
No, he threatened to shoot up the place that had his dad because he wanted his dad.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. That was kooky.
Yeah.
Where is Incognito?
He's playing.
Yeah,
he's playing with the Raiders. He was his teammate.
What this guy did was he tweeted out a picture of the TMZ headline. Richie Incognito, bailed out of jail after allegedly threatening to shoot up mortuary. And then the guy says, but they let him play. And AB puts out these laughing emojis.
That's fun.
Then Mike says, 1 minute you're apologizing, the next you're salty. And then AB says, that was the fam, not the racist NFL. What? I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. Innocent to proven guilty. It's been 3 months. And then somebody says, you need a job over. Go over there. I think he means Europe. Nah, they run the media. They set me up, clowns.
Take it easy.
Oh, AP.
You know who the most searched number two person was?
Who was it?
Jussie Smollett. He was more searched than Jussie Smollett.
Wow. Yeah, Jesse Smollett had a couple busy months of searching.
Then James Charles. Who's James Charles? James Charles?
James Charles.
Never heard of him.
Third most searched person.
Brandon, is this a male porn star?
He is an American internet personality. He's an influencer.
James Charles?
He does beauty stuff on YouTube. He's a makeup artist.
Oh.
And he became the first male ambassador of CoverGirl.
Cool. Oh. 4 was Kevin Hart. 5 was R. Kelly. 21 Savage, Lori Loughlin. My God, the world is stupid.
Oh, man.
It gets even dumber because number 8 was Jordan Woods. That's the one that banged Tristan Thompson.
Yes, the Kourtney Kardashian's husband. She supposedly had sex with him, but she went on the Red Table Talk podcast and said it was a misunderstanding. He tried to kiss her goodbye, and she didn't have any sex with him. She took a lie detector test on the Red Table podcast yesterday.
Ooh.
And Kourtney Kardashian
won't accept it.
She does not accept the results. Why would she take a lie detector test? Why does she think the world has to know whether she did or didn't have sex with this guy?
It's on a Facebook TV show. I mean, what? It's the lowest. Is that the?
I thought she was a she's a fashion person.
I don't know.
At a makeup line or something.
Smartest thing she ever did was break up that marriage.
She doesn't. I got to tell you, I've just seen her a few times, and I don't really understand why she's this. Is it because she's pretty? Because she's pretty.
Yeah,
I agree.
She's got big boobs.
She has big boobs.
That's why of the. That's the why of everything.
Yeah. Seems to be the why of a lot of things.
She's got 11 million followers on Instagram.
Why?
Who's Cameron?
Oh, well, she was the Jenner kid's best friend.
Yeah, before.
So she's like the Gayle King of 2019, isn't she? Kind of, sort of.
Who's Cameron Boyce?
Is he most searched or one of the most searched?
The most overall number one search was Disney Plus, then Cameron Boyce.
Cameron Boyce was the actor that was in a couple Adam Sandler flicks, the Grown-Ups. He was also on like Disney Channel or something like that. He died this year. He died in July.
Oh, wow. He was the number two biggest search.
Really?
In the U.S. Then Nipsey Hussle, Hurricane Dorian, and then Antonio Brown.
Mm. Okay.
Hurricane, I don't even remember Hurricane Dorian. Does anybody remember Hurricane Dorian?
No, I have no idea where it hit.
Where was it?
I have no idea.
Did it do damage? Did it hurt anyone? I hope not.
That's really weird.
That everyone is fine.
It was most insincere, I hope not.
I would have thought Jeffrey Epstein would have been like the number one.
Yeah, I would think he would be big.
Yeah.
Is there some other form of Jeffrey Epstein? Like Epstein didn't kill himself?
He popped up in number 4 most searched dead people. Cameron Boyce, Nipsey Hussle.
Clinton, he'll get me.
Cameron Boyce, Nipsey Hussle. Luke Perry. Jeffrey Epstein and then Tyler Skaggs.
By the way, what was I going to say? Something about Epstein, was it? Oh, which of Andrew's daughters is getting married?
Beatrice.
Beatrice is very upset. The wedding is not going to be on TV, and it's going to be low profile. It's not going to be anything like her sister's wedding. And I'm like, okay, shouldn't she be at least pretending to express her sympathy for the victims? My wedding is the victim!
Another royal wedding. God, they're so...
I know. Who fucking cares? This is a nobody. I mean, the problem with this Epstein thing for the royal family really is that it reminds us how dumb the whole royal family thing is.
Yeah.
How absolutely stupid it is. And, oh, the other thing about... wait, Eugenie?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other one?
Beatrice.
Beatrice.
Beatrice. Is this Beatrice that's getting married now?
Beatrice.
Beatrice. No. Oh, that's Aunt P's real name. Beatrice. Oh, oh, Cuba!
Aunt Beatrice.
Aunt B.
Aunt B falling off a cliff.
Cuba!
Classic.
What
about them?
Okay, here's the other ridiculous thing, is that Andrew apparently has to supplement Beatrice and Eugenie's lifestyles because their lifestyles are so expensive that they can't possibly make enough money to do all the things they need to do. So he gives them, I think it's $500,000 a year, or no, he gives them $750,000 a year, and they're saying that he may have to knock down what he gives them, and what are they going to do then? I mean, honestly.
Get a job.
No, it's Loads. So fucking stupid. It's like, first of all, she's marrying a rich guy.
Oh, boy.
She's in the royal family, and we're really worried about how much money Eugenie and Beatrice have.
Well, I mean, don't they have economic issues in the UK? How do they afford to give these a-hole freeloaders?
I'll tell you the answer to that is, look at all the money the tourism brings in. And I guess it does.
For Beatrice?
No.
Nah. No. She is the ninth in line to the throne.
Ooh. What?
So if the wedding is blown up and she survives somehow.
Oh, she gets to be queen.
They've been designated survivor.
That's the plot of King Ralph.
With John Goodman. Hey.
They're doing a photo of the entire royal family, and they all get electrocuted, so they find out that he's the distant cousin or something like that.
How cool is that?
It's in reality. What if she murdered the eight people ahead of her?
Ooh, yeah. That'd be cool. That'd be
a good plot for
a great
movie.
Netflix, miniseries.
Would it though?
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys read about the, this has really gotten lost in all the other stuff going on, the Rudy Giuliani divorce?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit, not too much.
I read about a spokeswoman today.
Did you read about a spokeswoman?
A spokeswoman?
She's 20 years old, hasn't graduated college. She's hot as hell.
Is she?
Oh, he likes hot women.
That's not hooking up with him, is she?
I don't know. She's speaking for him.
They were talking about him and how sad he is and the fact that people let him go out. Now he doesn't have anybody around him to warn him that the spray on hair is the wrong color before he goes on TV.
Does he spray on hair?
Yeah, he does.
Giuliani does?
He did. Yeah, he did one time. We looked at it.
Oh, okay.
But that was kind of the sort of, one of the bullet points of how sad he is that no one will be like, Rudy, yeah, you shouldn't go on TV looking like that.
Well, in reading about, and I'm really trying not to, because once I start reading about something that comes up in the impeachment, I start deep diving, like this FBI, and the origin of the investigation. And, they said that this guy didn't have any connection to Russia, and he did, and this was part of the, and I'm like, oh, my God, I am not spending all my time reading all this, And there are other people who just are in the weeds with everything. They want everything. Those people, they were having an affair, and they worked for the FBI, and they hate Trump. And on and on and on, and it never ends. And I understand. I'm not mad at people that want to keep up with it all, but it's like, I'm not going to waste my time talking about this. First of all, people are just immediately take sides. You're either on this side or that side. Yeah. And
well, you shouldn't, because it'll blow over. Something will happen, and it won't affect us, or it will.
What are you going to do? Yesterday, I asked Maz, I was more interested in his response, and he said, what do you think about the impeachment, Maz? And he goes, it's taking too long, and when it happens, Trump will just laugh at it.
He's right.
I said, what? It's really kind of astute.
That guy's vote is as important as yours.
His vote's very important. If you can reach Tom Mazoway.
No, I mean Tom's vote is as important as anybody else's.
Sure.
That's why you don't need to vote.
So then today I heard that the Senate.
That's her.
The Senate is talking about not calling any witnesses. They can just hurry up and vote and pew, make it be over.
He wants to call witnesses.
I know he does.
But they don't want
Well, there's
to
certain
call.
People that want to call Hunter Biden exactly. and call all these other people and, you know, muck it up and yeah. take, you know, drag it out and confuse it and throw in red herrings.
Like,
and,
no, we're not doing that. Let's just vote.
But yeah, it's kind of their investigation. So they're.
Well, the Republicans will control how the Senate investigation
sure,
goes, won't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can do whatever they want.
They don't have to do anything. They just are like, nope.
Well, no, it's not an investigation. It's a hearing in the Senate. Yeah.
Right, but you can still drag a lot of shit in there.
Yeah, they don't want to.
No, I don't think they and honestly, it would be nice if it was over.
Look at the screen. There's Rudy Giuliani's spokeswoman. That's her Instagram page.
Wow. I think the penis on the Christmas house is prettier than her.
Well, this chick's pretty hot, though.
Wait, is she the one in the middle there?
No, she's the one on the right.
Who's the one in the middle?
I don't know.
Why do you need a new spokeswoman?
She's got hotter friends.
How did she get this
job? She's hot, but she's got hotter friends.
They describe her as an influencer, the girl he hired.
I think the girl in the middle.
She's got 20,000, I think.
That's not really an influencer, is it?
Yeah, anything over 10.
Micro-influencer, I suppose.
Can somebody tell her to stay away from Rudy Giuliani's penis?
So
please.
Is there a rumor that he's with this girl?
Oh, I don't think so. Everyone just wonders who she is. But she got involved in politics, and she would tell people that she was George Allen's relative, the former Virginia governor. Remember George Allen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the
but
point
she's not,
the so. Point was, I almost forgot. In following some of this stuff before I just go, what am I doing? I end up reading about Rudy Giuliani and the fact that he represents certain entities and projects related to Ukraine that generate a lot of income for him. And I was like, why would he – what does he need all this money for? The fuck is going on with Rudy Giuliani? And I'm not saying, you know, that he's doing something wrong or that I know what he's doing because I really don't. But it just kind of intrigued me that and then he's talking about having a documentary made and blah, 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 blah. So
in a week.
Anyway, and then today the story comes out about the divorce. And it says that his monthly budget is $230,000.
What?
He has 6 houses, 11 country club memberships. He spends twelve grand a month on cigars.
How do you have? Why do you have 11 country clubs?
Yeah. I have no. Well, he's a politician,
connections,
social. I don't know.
Can't he just do that with one?
Well, he needs one in Florida. He needs one in New York. He needs
a home or.
I don't fuck if I know. I mean, I would never have 11 country clubs. I wouldn't have one.
If he needs to make money to keep this lifestyle, why don't you change your lifestyle?
Spends $144,000 a year on cigars. Cigars?
I mean, it sounds like Johnny Depp. Yeah. It's crazy. So anyway, I'm thinking, oh, that's why he has these projects in Ukraine. And it just, I don't know, it just all seems so insane to me. It's like, how old is Rudy Giuliani? Does he really need to be working, you know, flying to Ukraine a couple times a month to make enough money so he can keep spending 230 grand a month? I mean, it all just seemed very wearying to me. but I'm not Rudy Giuliani, and I'm sure he loves what he's doing. But anyway.
He even, ditched his gig. Didn't he have a security
company?
Remember when he had
I think he still does.
A security firm? No, he doesn't anymore.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Okay.
He did, though.
Well, anyway, so his ex-wife wants. What was it? Was it $500,000 a year? Yeah, she wants $750,000 a year. And he doesn't want to give her that much money. They don't have any kids. But anyway, as I start thinking more about it, I'm thinking, how did this guy develop this lifestyle? He was the mayor of New York.
You could spend a lot of money there.
He was a prosecutor before that. But, I mean, if you're a prosecutor and you're a mayor, and I'm not going down any path. I'm just saying. I mean, he's mayor till 2001. Okay, that's 18 years ago. So he made all. I mean,
isn't the answer because
fucking
he could?
Money? Once he was no longer mayor.
Yeah,
because, I guess
he could get a job because just, he was mayor. Was this very successful prosecutor? He could start a security consulting firm.
No. I agree. He has based on his background, I mean, he brought down the mob. He was the mayor during 9/11. Yeah. He did a great job. Certainly, he had the cachet to do a lot of things, and apparently he did them all, because it just seems it's odd to me sometimes when you see people in politics, and I use quotations, and how wealthy they become. Because that's not supposed to be a place.
Well, how about the Obamas' new home on Martha's Vineyard? $11.75 million.
Well, no, I know. And the Clintons, I mean, it's just now, it's not that unusual that a politician gets very wealthy. It used to be kind of, I mean, and I don't want ex-presidents to be poor. I don't want them living in some dump. I'm just saying $230,000 a month is his, that's his budget.
Wow.
I mean, that's
plus he hasn't had public office since.
Yeah, since so he's been mayor. A private citizen. So private. You can make a lot of money when you're a private citizen. Yeah. I know he got into security, but if you think of $230,000 a month, that's $2.6 million a year. You have to make like $5 million to make to have 2.6. Wow. So it costs him $5 million a year to live.
Wow,
that's a lot of money.
Jeez. He has two ex-wives, or
wait, so you got to make. Yeah, it costs him $5 million a year to live. He has to make $5 million a year to live. Wow. There you go. A lot of dough.
Yes, this is his third wife, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, this freaking is his third wife. He married his second cousin.
Yeah.
All they had that annulled. That's the first time I've read that, by the way. I wanted to see who's the second cousin. Well, she must be a hot second cousin. And
John Oliver mentions her all the time.
He does.
Anytime he mentions Giuliani.
That might have been the first place I heard it, now that you say that.
Yeah.
Then he married... I can't remember her name. I can't remember the last Judith two names, but they're both of them ended very badly, kind of badly, and were contested and blah-de-da. And now, you know, this one is all over this Dr. Maria Ryan, who he was working with, quote-unquote working with, and somehow they end up in the same hotel room together one night, or at least that's what his wife feels she can prove. And it's not this Dr. Maria Martin or Ryan? Pretty hot.
Really?
Yeah.
How does Rudy pull that?
I don't know, Trudy.
Because he spends $220,000.
Yeah, exactly. But I still find myself saying, she's a doctor. Why does she want to be this old man?
Because she's trying to fix a lot of money.
What, she's going to youth him up?
Yeah.
I think
he might have some more vigor if he was with Dr. Maria Ryan. She's really tall and buxom.
Curvy. Curvy. One of the stories said that...
pretty. She's very pretty.
During the divorce proceedings, when the now ex-wife's lawyer mentioned her, that Giuliani cursed aloud. Which, what? So you just go, ah, fuck. Because when she found out about her, oh, shit.
Doesn't he have any better investigative powers than to find out in court?
That's probably what he said.
He was a former prosecutor.
Well, this thing was really...
God damn it!
She's married, too. So it was all very messy. Mm. And his wife, this is... Or his ex-wife now, or soon-to-be ex-wife. This is... I thought this was a joke. It's not a joke. She stole all the remote controls and all the cable boxes from his mansion.
He had to watch...
All of them.
He had to watch TV on his iPad like a monster.
Now, Mark, did you not go when you saw he's been
hilarious.
Watching his shows on his iPad? I personally said, wait, he can't call the cable company and have them bring new remotes and new cable boxes out.
He can't go to one of his five other homes and watch TV.
No, what the fuck? Are you kidding me?
One of his 11 country clubs and watch TV.
It sounds like he can go without the TVs and remotes, but he's been bitching up a storm. Where are my remotes? Like, they're irreplaceable. I mean...
He has no resources.
I don't want to okay, boomer the guy, but come on, Rudy.
Be
a little more resourceful.
No, he can't.
Jesus Christ. There's more than one remote for any one TV.
Wow. What are his shows, by the way?
You know,
do you wonder what he watches?
Oh,
what are his
shit.
Shows?
ID. He just watches ID, right. Probably.
A good prosecutor.
Fox News.
Oh, yeah, probably. I just wonder if he, like, is into The Good Doctor or...
No,
I got to tell you,
no
having CNN or Fox News on for any length of time, it just is like a big circle of over and over.
Unless it's your echo
over
chamber.
And panel. But nothing new comes up unless some news breaks and they talk about it. It's just, I don't know how people could watch it for any length of time, although I have it on all the time. Anyway, I would think he'd watch things like those... crime shows or cop shows. Or
he probably watches like RuPaul's Drag Race. Maybe. Something very out of character.
Should we watch Ed Smart today from CBS Morning News? Ed Smart Part 2.
Whoa, Eddie.
Cool.
Good old Ed, man. What a good guy.
Hey, oh, boy.
What?
No, he lost the poll.
Lost the poll. Joe Simpson.
I know he did.
Our audience thinks Joe Simpson is hotter than Ed Smart. I'm surprised.
How about you're being gay?
I'm really surprised by that.
poor Ed. But I thought I saw that was being contested hotly.
I was contesting. In the notes for the show. Who do you think is hotter?
I thought it was Ed Smart, hands down.
It's real.
I didn't even think it was close.
No, not at all.
Dee commented on the Twitter poll. She tweeted. She said none of them would be under the hot category.
That wasn't the point.
Yeah, they could both be gross and ugly.
Will you pass along to Dee and Marty?
I will in 15 minutes.
Yes.
It was after this.
If I had to be in a gay relationship, if I was like Ed Smart and it was normal to be gay, so I was being gay to hide my straightness, and I had to be in a relationship with Ed, I would choose Ed Smart over Joe Simpson.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right, but what if it was a one-night stand? Just kidding.
Oh, boy.
And you'd still choose Ed Smart.
I think I'd pick Smart.
Joe Simpson.
Smart.
I'll go with Smart.
Was it the first break? Where was it?
Joe Simpson's got all that color-treated hair.
He'd be demanding, too. Yeah. It'll be all about him.
Yeah, definitely.
Although Ed's new gay, so maybe he's not very
fashion-savvy.
You could tell him, like, how it works.
Maybe he's not as manicured.
He's suppressed gay, so he's manicured for sure.
This guy
and Manscaped.
Reason to be Manscaped, Trudy.
If you watch this and you're not sympathetic to what people his age have gone through, my God,
I was so gay, but I couldn't tell anyone.
Where is it?
I bet it's really hard for someone like Ed Smart to watch all these, you know, teenage kids coming out talking about how horrible it is and how hard it is. I mean, not that it wouldn't be hard, but I mean, compared to then, holy shit.
What a concept. Yeah. You think you had it tough?
Yeah, he had to be married for 30 years.
In our exclusive interview, Smart reveals how very difficult it was to come out as gay to his family and friends 4 months ago.
I had to pretend I like pussy.
The thing about it is I never looked at myself as being gay. I know this sounds crazy. Yeah,
it's hard for me to understand.
I know. Yeah. I remember guys that kind of came up to me and I just thought, you know, please just get away. This is not me. And I felt like, you know, this is not where I want my life to go. I've, you know, gone on a mission. I'm trying to do what I'm supposed to do.
According to the church.
See, he got hit on all the time.
Ed Smart was tormented with his
church. They knew he was gay. The gaydar was just going off wildly.
We really need your help in finding her.
That, you'll find out here that the FBI certainly knew he was gay.
Of course they did.
During the investigation of his daughter Elizabeth's abduction, which dominated the news coverage at the time.
We love you. We want you to come home safely to us.
Honey's been through a lot.
Elizabeth was kidnapped in June 2002. She was rescued 9 months
later.
By the
handyman, by the way.
Found only a few miles from her Utah home. When Elizabeth Smart was kidnapped, you were certainly front and center of that story.
Yes.
While that was going on, were you worried about your secret being revealed? Was that
an extra
burden for
you? Of course. You know, here we are, the front page of the Inquirer.
So did the police at one point view you as a suspect?
The thing is when a child goes missing, the first one that they have to look at is the family.
What was one of the police...
He's worried. He said he was worried about being on the Inquirer. So did he have relationships with dudes? Is that what he said?
No, because he just says he turned away all the guys with gaydar who knew he was gay.
But
he
are you the main guy or are you the one who gets it?
I think people were speculating about him being gay like crazy. No, we were wondering. I mean,
know, but he was worried about that coming out. Did he? What would come
out? I don't know.
People have to say, what, are you gay?
He makes it sound like he took his orders from the church so he didn't do squat.
Oh, so maybe he was afraid the church would leak it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, that he talked about his, you know, the bishop told him he wasn't gay.
And there's a spectrum. Ed and,
theories about Elizabeth's abduction involving you.
They potentially thought that somebody was blackmailing me.
I'd never heard that before.
For what?
Because you were gay.
Because I was gay. That somehow I was having this gay affair. which was absolutely not. In my mind, I thought, I've lost Elizabeth, and now I'm losing Lois, and I'm losing my family. Everything that really means anything to me. How can it be that I have this thing inside of me that I can't get rid of?
How difficult has it been for you?
Now 64 and divorced, Smart has come out with the truth he's been hiding for most of his life. He says that his family is still processing.
Because, Ed, while you've been aware for a long time of who you are,
yes.
For them, they're just hearing it for the first time a year ago.
They must have had a suspicion.
So you have to acknowledge that is very shocking.
Absolutely. Yeah. Horrific.
What is your relationship with your children today?
I do have a relationship with my children. I know that they're processing this. They're probably struggling through this.
Yeah,
it's not an easy thing, but I do feel their love, and I'm very, very grateful for that.
That's my dad.
It hasn't been an easy time for anybody, really, in the Smart family, but I was surprised to hear, you know, what he says, the family is always a suspect in a case like this.
Yeah.
I did not know behind
the scenes
they were really
pressuring
him.
Wait for Tony DeCoppel to add a very
important comment here. He became very angry with the police
for
focusing on that part of the investigation where he said, you know, that was not a public thing that anybody knew that he was gay.
All right, Gail,
we watched it.
He was
not involved in some gay sex ring, so it was very, very...
We didn't know anything.
It's understandable that the police would probe that angle of it.
Yeah,
I hope
totally.
He understands that the issue is not with him, but with the intolerance that he experienced around him.
Yes,
exactly.
Or that
Thank
he assumed
Tony.
Was there.
Exactly.
When I went in for the kiss, he got very standoffish, very cold.
Was there a part two?
That was part two, wasn't
or
it?
Or a part three? I'm in a part two.
Oh, I don't know. I bet if there's any material left over, there will be.
Because I didn't see another part, but I didn't go through the rest of the show. Oh, I feel so bad for Ed.
No, what
like,
a...
what's wrong with Lois? Come on, Lois. Forgive the guy.
I know.
He loves you. He just doesn't want to be near your vagina.
She was fighting it as hard as he was, believing that her husband wasn't gay, and probably kind of knowing that he was.
Who would think Elizabeth would be the best-adjusted female in the family?
Maybe Lois will meet someone.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Some big,
you never know.
Big black guy.
I got some dough. That could happen. Could change things.
Is the church okay with that? As long as the church is okay with it.
That's a good question.
So stupid. Oh, there's more Ed.
What?
More Ed. Yeah, in the second hour.
What?
Look at that happy picture of Ed when Elizabeth was found.
No, he seems so unhappy.
Do you think
now.
He was more
He seemed happier then, didn't he?
Than coming out?
Yeah. Maybe being secretly gay is more exciting.
Yeah, that's because he thought he lost Elizabeth.
Ed Smart became a national figure back in 2002 when his daughter Elizabeth was kidnapped and then she was rescued.
What more is there
later.
To say about
now
this?
Now he's speaking to CBS this
date?
Morning exclusively. He
Inside
told
Edition
us about struggling
the first
with
interview,
his sexuality
has to
for
wait
decades
for part three.
And how very difficult it was to come out to his wife and his children.
When I think back to where I was as a youth, I think 12 or 13, I started, I kind of felt like I was a little different than others. Mm-hmm. That
different how?
Different than, you know, boys were interested in girls, and I found myself kind of more interested in boys. You know, I did the typical going out.
With girls, you mean?
With girls. Mm-hmm. I was taught that
boys
having
will be boys.
An attraction for another male was not right. It was something that was not acceptable in society, in my culture, in the LDS faith at the time, and I wanted to be accepted.
Searching for acceptance nearly his entire life, the Mormon father of six was married to his wife Lois for 34 years.
And when you met Lois, did you think she's the one?
I did.
You did?
I mean, really did. I just thought, you know, this can work.
Were you happy?
Yes, we were happy. I mean, during the course of our marriage, you know, there were times where I would have these feelings come up.
How did
you know,
get off?
Why do I find this guy super attractive? And I just wanted to push it down and, you know, please go away. I don't need this in my life.
About 4 years ago,
there's a lot of hands and fishes.
His wife asked him an unexpected question.
My wife asked me, Ed, are you gay?
Now, Ed, why would she ask you that 4 years ago?
I
why
am
would
so you, ungay.
Most wives don't ask their husbands that question.
Yes. Yeah, there it is, the gay bomb.
Right.
When she asked you if you're gay, what did you say to her?
I said, you know, what does that mean?
That's not a difficult question.
That's how she asked with Prince.
That seems an odd answer to say.
That does seem an
what
odd
does
answer.
That mean?
Yes, Prince again.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Does that mean that I've been unfaithful to her? Does that mean that I have, you know, gone out and been with other men?
Had
and
you?
And my answer is absolutely not. It never has been. And
you're
I
not
thought
practicing
that.
Gay.
I don't think that people understand the fight that gay. Goes on inside.
Fucking and shit.
Oh, my oh God, no. This guy.
I mean, I feel horrible that our marriage has ended. Lois is a wonderful woman. I wish
how long's he been
somehow she understood.
When did he dump her?
I think she believes that it was my choice. And yes, it was my choice.
Maybe
to
it wouldn't be so hard if she was a little more accepting.
Marriage. That's what I was going
to
say.
But it
come
wasn't
on,
your
Lois.
Choice to be gay, you're saying.
It was not my choice to be gay. Until I left her, I was always faithful.
And I can see that you're in pain because of the pain you know that you have caused her.
Yes. You know, the question came up, you know, is our marriage a sham? And I'm saying absolutely
what
not.
What did my boyfriend just say?
You know, I loved you. We had many good years together. Was I fighting this internal fight? Yes, I was.
Ed and Lois Smart ended their marriage this year. But before the divorce, Ed still had to come out to his six children.
At this point, she said, fine, go ahead and tell the kids. And I went in and called each one of them, and this was 5 o'clock in the morning.
What?
You called each child 5 o'clock in
the
morning?
There's no way to wake up your kids.
And that's how they heard?
No, that really means... That really means that conversation with Lois went all night. Right?
Possibly.
Probably, you know, around 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock.
So you come in and you're like, wake up, I'm gay?
Yeah. maybe that's a genius move.
Surprise!
Because they were probably like, okay, cool, Dad, I'm going back to bed.
He's all dressed up for the party now.
I was so gay.
Shit on.
Oh, poor Ed. My God.
I said, you know, your mother and I are getting a divorce, and I'm gay.
Oh, Ed, how are your kids supposed to process that? Because they had
boom.
No, it's like you threw a grenade in the middle
boom.
Of the family. Yes.
That grenade had been building for so many years.
How many of them knew?
Yeah, there it is, the gay bomb.
It had an opportunity of going off.
Anyone for penis?
It was ready to.
But did you ever think maybe we should gather everyone together and tell everyone? I'm just thinking being the child.
No matter how you do it, it's
going to
be weird, isn't it?
I wanted each one of
them. There's no way you can
hear this from me.
Lighten that one up.
It would have been nice if they had been in front of me. But I wanted this pain and this struggle to be over with.
What was their reaction?
Anywhere from, well, Dad, if you're gay, you're gay. I still want you in my life.
Aww.
To, you know, the
it's
shock
Elizabeth.
Of, you're what?
Yeah.
You're what?
How do you feel now that you have really shared your truth?
You get to a point where you sit there and say, you know, I'd rather have the truth out there from me than some rumor mill, you know, putting something together that is just not me.
When people say, Ed, you have a problem, what to them, what do you say? What was your problem?
I would say that my problem was that I was trying to be straight when I was gay.
That's
that
how
was
I
a
roll.
Problem. What is next for Ed Smart?
I don't know.
What's
Ed
Smart? Cool.
Ed Smart.
Oh, is Ed Smart dating?
Ed Smart? Yes, Ed Smart is dating. Yes.
Yeah, and?
Has Ed Smart met anyone that you would like to tell us about?
For more than one
look
night.
Look how giddy he is.
That looks like
I'm
a happy
so
smile
happy.
To me.
He's like a schoolgirl.
I think I will leave that in the privacy of
what?
Ed Smart.
Wow. Over the years, my ass has taken a pounding.
But you're getting there.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay.
Good for you, Ed.
All right.
I plan on being happy. And I plan on having a very full life, and I want each one of my children to be happy, and I want Lois very much to be happy.
That's not going to happen.
But one man's too much information is another man's too little information, TLI, and one other man's JEI, just enough information.
About his dating life.
A man can touch another penis or even kiss one very lightly, and it still doesn't necessarily mean he's a homosexual.
What? Today, somebody sent me this, and then I saw it somewhere else, too. This story about Juliana Huff.
Oh, you know, what now?
She had to tell her husband that she's not straight.
What?
Yeah.
She's not right?
She's not straight. She doesn't like labels. And I think she, when he was like, huh? He's like, you know I'm not straight, right? And he's like, no. They'd been married like 4 months at the time.
But she's not just a lesbian.
No.
No.
She's not straight, but she chose him.
So did he try to set up a three-way then?
Yeah. Bring in another chicken.
I don't know.
First,
right. What happened there?
First tough.
But I don't know.
Three polyamorous.
Why do we need to know? I mean,
we don't.
Is this just... Well, Trudy said it's just for clicks, right?
Right. It's a very arduous social media landscape, and you got to navigate it by getting clicks. And maybe that's what she did.
Weird.
Oh, wow. That's Juliana.
Oh, she's hot, man.
Didn't.
Yeah.
Holy.
Wait, is the church okay with it? Because she was a Mormon, too.
Yeah, I think there's an LDS problem in this whole Ed Smart thing. I mean, wouldn't it be nice?
Wait, that is the problem.
Yeah, it is. Is there any chance that the world of political correctness will hit the churches?
Never.
And that people will shame the churches for not being a little more open-minded?
Never.
Why? The influence it has. Look at the pain it's causing these people.
They're supposed to be. It's their number one thing. Their mandate is being charitable,
that's
correct?
That's always boggled my mind about, at least my church, is that how are they not more inclusive if you're supposed to love
everyone?
It's
not just gay people. It's a million other things that that people are trying to change.
Yeah.
And it's like, nope, it's not the way we do it. I mean, you would think that an organization that is so important to people's lives, that those things that are so important outside the church would also matter inside the church.
Gay fucking shit.
Yeah.
Very strange. All right, you want to get us out of here, Brandon? See the top 10, IMDb declared the top 10 movies of 2019.
Ooh, what are they? Why do you have to do this?
The Joker.
Number 1 or 10?
They didn't list them by number, I don't think.
Okay.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Avengers Endgame, Captain Marvel.
Huh. Yeah, bad reviews.
Chapter 2? Chapter 2?
Chappaquiddick?
Nope. Lion King, Spider-Man, Far From Home, Alita, Battle Angel, and...
What are these movies?
Aladdin, Us.
Us is good. Did you watch it yet?
Us? No. What is it about?
That's the one, like, the Get Out. It's Us.
Oh, okay.
I
want to watch it.
Creepy.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
No, but I've seen...
I'm halfway through Dolomite, by the way.
Ah,
oh, isn't that funny?
Too.
I love it.
I thought it was hilarious.
I could watch it again. I kept putting it off because I thought it was a remake of Dolomite, but it's a biopic of Rudy Ray Moore.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I would have found it funny no matter what. I didn't even need to know that.
He's really good in it.
When he hits the ball squarely, it goes a long way.
Plus, that's just a good character, a good person.
It's really good.
To do a story on.
TV's top 10... Game of Thrones, Chernobyl, Stranger Things. What? Stranger Things?
Yeah.
Umbrella Academy, The Boys, Black Mirror, The Walking Dead, Peaky Blinders, Sex Education, and You.
I like Stranger Things. And by the way, the chapter one was It, chapter two.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is that good?
I haven't seen it yet. I thought the first one was great.
Bye, Trudy.
All right. Bye. Have fun at the Christmas party. You look so good. What's Dee wearing?
Anyone for penis?
Ain't no party like a Detroit party.
Because a Detroit party don't stop.
This party's officially boring. I'm bored. And you people are very rude. Listen, let's get out of here.